Okay, I think everybody is Roundhill, are you here?
Guilty as charged.
Are you in roll 20?
Oh, I heard that.
Oh, that's right. Roll
traitor.
Traitor.
I mean, it's this guilty. Is easy. He just said he was guilty.
He's guilty.
Swede, do you have a name you want me to go by, or do you want to be the clone known as Swede?
Call him the Norwegian.
Go for the Norwegian. That sounds good.
The Norwegian.
Yeah. I say Norwegian R ass one.
We'll call you Norwege.
Norwege.
All right, hold on. Let me fix this, then edit. So how's everybody doing?
I'm doing good. As well as one could hope.
All right.
Hoping it doesn't snow tomorrow.
Jesus. I was in my pool yesterday.
Yeah. Geez. It was 75 degrees and sunny here today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, here too.
Below freezing outside.
Yeah, it's not as bad as that here, but it's supposed to get colder tomorrow. We might get like a bunch of wet snow and rain and more wet snow. And
we were about yesterday.
Yeah. What'd you say, Roundhill?
We were about yesterday.
No. You keep breaking up right on the same word.
We were about 92 yesterday.
Never mind.
Yesterday.
Yeah, every time. You might want to check your audio pickup settings.
All right, this should maybe work a little better.
There you go. Sounds better.
Yeah, I tinkered with my sensitivity.
You got to get right up on it. Just like Duck.
Yeah.
Got the breath.
I'm trying to move now.
But I mean, I can breathe. It's a feature bug.
Oh, it's just ASMR, ASMR.
This is the AAC ASMR channel.
Apparently, I almost ruined an episode of Call of Cthulhu with my breathing. I didn't even realize it.
Almost?
Almost?
I got a nasty email from Ty afterwards.
We
all know how big a mouth is.
I'm way too drunk for this.
I'm really about to say
something inappropriate.
Well, say it then.
What are you drinking, sweetie?
No. Red wine.
Red wine. Are you opening $300 bottles?
Did you get up early in the morning, or you just haven't been to bed yet?
No, I haven't been to bed.
Okay. Well, what time is it there? Yeah. It's like 3, it's 4?
4:20.
Yeah.
4:20. One.
Yeah, perfect.
This is his preferred time for Stars Without Numbers. I'm used to this level of Swede. So,
the mildly incomprehensible, mildly inappropriate.
That's what we're for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So I think everybody should be able to see there. You don't really need a character sheet, but it's there if you want it. I don't think we'll be doing mostly Theater of the Mind, so I don't think you'll need tokens or anything, but we might. You never know. If you guys want to play like that, we can. If you want to keep notes, you can in there.
But we will read your notes for possible treason.
That's right. Well, I think I can read everyone's notes. You may not be able to read everyone's notes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So everyone should be able to see there all that stuff. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I didn't have anything else. I mean, I was interrupting you.
We were just talking shit anyway. So
I wasn't paying attention. I was clicking on.
Oh, it was normal garbage time. Yeah.
Which stuff are we supposed to be seeing?
You should see an eye on a terminal.
That's
it.
That I see.
And,
I think
everyone's character's name should be in there.
Yeah.
Swede, can you send me your character sheet that you rolled off that?
Yeah, hang on.
Don't send it to everybody.
Send it to me.
No! I will send it to you.
You can trust me, man. You can send it to me.
Oh, I'll send it. I'll absolutely send it to you. Yes. You not. No,
I'll send you my character sheet. Normal.
I'm going to roll for you guys.
Normal, man. Yes.
Normal man. All right, here we go. We need this. Can I dock this thing? I think I can. Yeah, there we go. Because we're going to need this here. We're going to need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Go. I'll finish rolling your stuff up for you, man.
Derek's doing some work.
You guys keep going ahead. That's okay. We are recording, so anything you say will be recorded and used against you. But you go ahead and keep having garbage time. That's great. While I finish rolling and taking notes.
I, for one, love our friend computer and welcome. It's big been fan. Benevolent oversight. I've always said that. I've never said anything different.
I'm not sure what's going on with the spacing in my character sheet. There we go.
Yeah, I converted those from a PDF, so they're real difficult to goof off with.
They
make weird...
Does everything I need it to.
Weird hidden tables and all kinds of stuff. So, let's see. And power.
Sweet's drinking red wine. What about everybody else?
I'm drinking Proper 12 with a lime twist.
What is Proper 12?
Yeah, what's that?
Irish whiskey. It was being sold by an attractive woman in the liquor store.
Sucker.
I stand by my choice. You know,
well,
it's not
a whole bottle. Yeah.
Yeah. It's I mean, it was. I think it was less than $25, and it's worth that.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's got a nice. They flavor. Sponsor Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Did you get her phone number?
No.
No.
Not an idiot. What would obviously. I do with that?
Well, you keep it for the 4 steps outside of the store, and then go. Ah, I better burn this.
No, I don't even
have the knowledge of it out of my mind.
I can do all that stuff in my head. It's fine.
Yeah. Theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm. Theater of the mind, exactly. Critical fumble.
All right. All right, you send that. Let's see.
Jason, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Negroni. I've been drinking since 2, so started off with a couple tequilas. And then, because we were supposed to have Mexican food tonight, and then my wife pivoted to sushi. And tequila and sushi, not a great mix. So, went to Asahi. And so now I'm drinking Negroni.
Okay.
That's kind of a pibo from
yeah,
Mexican dude sushi.
Yeah.
That's like, let's go halfway across the world to our next culinary event.
I hope that means you weren't having the. I hope that doesn't mean you were having the Mexican raw.
No. Although ceviche is delicious.
Yeah.
You Donkey Kong joke.
Especially also, the title of my sex tape.
Having the Mexican raw. Reeves, what are you drinking?
A little Famous Gross.
Nice.
Standby. Nice. Standby.
Yeah.
How's it up there, man? Is it cold up there?
It's not freezing. It's not like it's not below freezing, but it's about 6 degrees Celsius centigrade, as we like to say here. So
we got -2.
That means cold.
-2, so it's not too far off. We got quite a wind. I live about 100 yards from Lake Ontario, and there's quite a strong wind coming off the lake. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you got some wind chill, and that's... Oh.
Well, I'm glad you could be here. I don't. My Friday nights would not be the same if I didn't have a Canadian Jeff.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Brian, what are you drinking?
I'm being boring. Just Mountain Dew.
All right. Sorry,
it's good.
Derek, what are you drinking? You said you're primed, right?
Yeah, I have a huge vodka and cranberry, and then I have a bottle of brandy down here somewhere.
So. Wow, nice. Vodka cranberry, that brings me back.
Yeah, I'm no class or low class.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're no class, and every girl I was going out with is low class.
Hey, you know,
may or may not be true.
That's right. You know, I don't know what that says about either one of us.
It says I love you, brother.
All right, so let's get going, guys, because it's late in some places. Get late later.
And early in others.
Early in others. So has everybody played before? Anyone not played?
I have not.
I have never played.
Okay, So there's a lot of.
I played in 1987.
There you go. It hasn't changed much. The points don't matter, and I don't generally, you know, we don't need to go all crazy with the puns and all that sort of stuff. Just sort of yes and go crazy. I'll let you know what you need to do. That sort of stuff. You mainly need a D20. The one thing everyone needs to know how to do is send me private messages.
Right.
So in my, I put that in almost everybody's notes in their character sheet. You're going to type /WGM and then /W/GM and then whatever you want me to know. And you can do that for other players as well. This is not a game about teamwork. You'll see. Okay, so the only person that doesn't have any rumors is Swede. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I'll use a character name later. And I'll get you those rumors later, Swede. Everyone else should have seen those rumors they got. So basically, we're going to set up with playing Paranoia, and you are all troubleshooters in the great underground Warren of Alpha Complex. Apparently there's been some sort of horrible contagion that has been unleashed upon the planet, and the last vestiges of humanity are huddled underground in Alpha Complex, which is run by the most benevolent of all-seeing, all-knowing beliefs. There's a lot of complex things that happen in Alpha Complex. There's a lot of complex things that happen with security levels and clearances, and most of that stuff you might know, you might not know, and you'll learn real fast. Let's see. Anyone else want to help me out with the background? Kind of with the general game?
I don't think about it.
Brian, you've played before. Let me know what you think.
I did. I'm definitely trying to think. I mean, yeah, generally it's basically a case of, in a nutshell, the game is kind of following the computer's orders while hunting down your fellow traitors.
Interesting.
Evidence.
I find your shortest of words interesting.
Yes.
Against your... collecting evidence against your fellow teammates that they are traitors to the computer.
Excellent. And you want to tell
us
about
a traitor would know that kind of information? That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's just a statement I'm putting out there.
Sure.
Given that I own two Paranoia novels.
Yeah, nice. Which are very expensive. They are expensive now.
I hear treason pays well. I think I've heard treason pays well.
I've had them for a while.
So, any other basic stuff you want to tell us about, like sort of security clearance and stuff, and that sort of thing?
Yeah, security clearance is Roy G. Biv. Red is the lowest, all the way up to violet.
There you go.
The other fun thing is, generally, you also get to do. Weapons or items testing in the field, which can be very interesting to say the least.
Yeah, and we'll get to some of that stuff later. So you're going to have a mission. So you are troubleshooters, and you're going to be sent on a mission to fix some stuff for the computer. Brian, I think I had you down for... 2, so take 3 more perversity points, and if the math adds up, you should have 5 now. And those will come in handy later. So let's get going. So you have been, all of you have been recently promoted from infrared, which is the lowest of the low. That's the grueling masses in the underground complex, up to red clearance level. So you had a general life of toil and misery before this, but now that you are red clearance level, you'll have a little more autonomy in Alpha Complex. More importantly, you've been selected to be troubleshooters, which means you'll be going on special missions for the computer. As our scene opens, the five of you, so I'm going to be going through and changing things as we now have five people instead of four, so we'll work that stuff in as we go. As the scene opens, you are in the one of the central troubleshooter barracks in, let's just make this up here, Sector 4G. And in the barracks, it's a very large, there are rows and rows and rows of bunks, all with red security clearance troubleshooters. And it's maybe 40 or 50 feet long and maybe 60 or 70 feet wide. The bunks are four tall. And at the end of the room on one wall is a giant screen with a bank of cameras over it. And the cameras are sort of scanning back and forth. And on this massive screen that's about 10 or 15 feet tall are everyone in the room. So you're all on camera constantly. The TV's playing a feed from the camera, and it tends to go static for about 30 seconds every 4 or 5 minutes. And then it comes back on. The only other thing in the room is one toilet, one sink, and a vending machine. And so you're all sort of clustered in one area. Unfortunately, you all have fairly adjoining bunks right up next to the television. So it's very hard to sleep at night as there's a glare. And you've been here for about 2 weeks. Your primary mission so far have been to guard some doors and clean some toilets. And you're waiting around for a mission. You're off duty right now. It's about maybe 2 hour cycles before you're going to have to go to sleep. There's mandatory lights out, and then the what you think is probably sleeping fog that comes out of the ground, but you're not sure because you don't remember much that happens after that. And so what are you doing? Why don't we go around and now that I've set that up, we'll go top to bottom bunk. Duck is on top, and then we'll go Jason, Jeff, Brian, and Sweetie to be on the bottom bunk. all the way down to the bottom. That might be a good or a bad thing. So why don't we go through and you can give us a little introduction, and we'll go from there.
All right. Welcome, fellow troubleshooters. My name is Lance, or my designation is Lance RS1. It is good to be here, and I hope that all of you that are traitors will soon admit the folly of your ways. I, of course, am perfectly normal, loyal to the computer, and ready to go on our next mission. And I sit on my bunk, smiling benignly, with my hands folded over my chest.
I'm sitting on the third bunk. I'm trying to make out the sodas on the vending machine. See if there's anything interesting in there. My name is Astrograss. I'm here to help friend computer and turn in any traitors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeff.
Hello, fellow troubleshooters. I'm Jack Rass. And Jack Rass 1. I'm very happy to be here to serve my best friend in the whole world, which is, of course, the computer. And anyone who doesn't feel just like me is probably a traitor and deserves to die. And that's probably all of you.
Well, I am Francis Arcab, and I am so excited to be able to serve the computer in whatever way he needs. I just cannot explain how exciting this is. Oh, my goodness gracious. When are we going to get a mission?
Okay. And Swede.
I am Norwegian ass, for obvious reasons. I have the lowest bunk because that's the most important bunk. I can get to the door before anyone else can get to the door. And so I can serve the computer faster than anyone else can serve the computer.
Excellent. Plus one perversity point. So keep track of that in your character sheet or on a piece of paper. You're going to need that later. Okay, so not a lot of interaction there, but that's fine. You're sort of, I understand it's a very large room. There's a lot of guys doing things, and ladies, although due to the hormone suppressors and the food, you don't really notice the difference, but that's okay.
It's like basic training.
As you're hanging out and just sort of waiting, like I said, you have about 2 hours, a courier bot comes up. It's sort of flying. It's sort of the shape of maybe a toaster oven. It's hovering, and it comes and hovers right in front of your bunk and says, "Group R, you are to report to room 772-4639 on level," and then it fuzzes out.
Oh.
And it is sort of hovering there. And it's probably right in the middle. So I'd say it's probably closest to Jeff and Brian, maybe down a little farther. And sort of hovering there, and it extends out a small mechanical hand. And says,
I'll holler down. I think it wants a tip.
I reach out my hand and give it a little high five slap.
Okay. The green lights on the front turn to red, it turns around and flies off. So, you have a few minutes to get there. You probably have, you don't know, you all have, PDCs. These are personal or, they're basically, PDAs basically. They're all starting to buzz madly. And they all have timers on them. They say you have about 15 minutes, to get to the briefing room. So you have a few minutes to get to gather your things. You should know what your personal possessions. They're on your character sheet, and about 15 minutes to go. What do you do?
Hmm. Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! It's time. Let's go, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and hop off the bunk.
Oh.
Head to the door.
Of course, I have all of my personal belongings on me, so I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Me as well. With a benign smile never leaves my face as I carefully clamber down from my prestigious top bunk.
Okay. So you go to the back doors. They're sort of sliding doors, and as you go through, you get sprayed with some disinfectant to make sure nothing comes in or out of the bunks, and you go out into a large hallway, and it goes to the left, and it goes to the right.
Hmm. 7 and 9 are both odd. Let's go left.
Mm-hmm. Lance will look down at his PDC and see if there is a map function on it.
Uh-huh. There is. There's a map function. You press the little there's a little paperclip that's holding a map, and mm-hmm. you press the paperclip, and it brings up a search box, and you can sort of see the map behind it, but you can't get the search box out of the way. So you have to put something into the search box.
All right, I'll put 772-639 into the search box.
4639. You damn fool.
Okay. I'll
help.
Seven seven You put in 7724639?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says working, and it asks you level 1, 2, 3, and sort of you're scrolling down, and there are 100 levels for you to choose from.
I'll pick level 1.
Okay. it shows you the room directly behind you that you came out of.
Okay, I'll pick level 2.
Okay. All right. It shows you the room directly below you and to the right.
Does it show like a path to get there?
It does. It does. It shows you if you go down about 30 feet, there's a stairwell.
To the right, 30 feet to the right or to the left?
To the left, to the left.
All right. I'll look at Asperg and say, yeah, left sounds good.
Okay. So you go down, everyone's going down the stairwell?
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you go down.
We line up in a straight line and jump in the pit. I'm like, what?
Okay. Well, you go down. What are you going on?
It's happened before.
Okay, so you go down to level 2 and you go to the room, and it's clearly a bakery.
Okay.
Sort of look around, there's nothing there. Yeah, so just check it out. You can go in and check it if you want.
Clearly a bakery, but nothing there.
Well, there's nothing that would indicate they're looking at you like very, very confused.
I'm gonna nudge Jackarass and say, take a croissant. We might get hungry later.
Thievery is treachery, Assergrass.
Mm. Well played, sir.
So I'm gonna open up my PDC and look on level 2.
We're on level 2.
We're on level 2.
No. Okay, level 3.
Level 3. Okay. You see.
No, I'm going to a level 100 this time.
Level 100. Okay. Go down to level 100, and it's all sewers.
Okay.
And then you start looking.
So how about level 50?
What about 50? Level 77?
Yeah.
Okay. You can.
Oh,
you
level
can
check, 77.
You can check. That's 50. That room on level 50 is a bathroom, and that level. Okay. That room on level 77 is another bathroom.
Hmm.
I've already pooped today. I don't need that.
Pooping more than once a day is treason.
It is treason.
We all know that.
It's a waste of time.
Yep. It's like more than 3 squares is treason.
your PDC start to buzz, and the timer's going down.
Francis, you're not from here. How do we get there?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to guess level 7. Wait, no. This is on every level, so who knows?
I'll plug in level 7 into the PDC and see what it says.
Okay. Well, go down to level 7, or so you check. You see level 7 says meeting rooms.
Ooh. All right, we'll go there.
Okay. So y'all go back to the stairwell, walk down, get to a room. It says briefing rooms, and it's a large metal door with a peephole, and there is a button that says press to enter.
Jack will reach out his hand and press it.
All right, you press the button and it opens up. and you go in, and go in the room, and there's a bunch of tables and shelves and sorting machines and bags of mail, and you realize that while it's supposed to be a sorting room, this is a meeting room for your briefing. It's actually a postal sorting room. And so there's all kinds of machines moving around with mail and bags and stuff. And right in the middle, behind a table, is a very large man in an orange jumpsuit. And he says, I've been waiting for you. Get over here right now.
Yes, sir. So lands her ass. We'll
rush over.
We'll rush over.
Okay, everyone lines up.
Yep.
And he says, I'm sure that you have read the mission.
Read the what?
It is the most important. I will answer all questions once you have, and then you hear some tapping to the left. And you notice there's another door to the left of the room. You came in from, let's say, the south and over to the west. There's some tapping. You hear some banging. And out come running from behind this man, behind his, with all the machinery, is a much smaller man. He comes running up and he's whispering in the orange level citizen's ear. And then he runs over to the door and he's looking through the door, the peephole in the door. And then he runs back and whispers to the man some more. And he says, well, get on with it. Where are your papers? And he says that addressing, let's see. Hmm. Jeff, where are your papers, sir?
Let's see. Do I have papers on me?
Treason!
You have papers on you? Damn it, man! I sent that bot to you with the papers for you to get here with them. Did you not get the papers from the bot?
No, sir, we did not. The bot just stuck its hand out and didn't give us anything. Except for a high five. It was a very friendly bot. Just like the computer.
Are you saying that the bot that I sent did not do its job?
No, I would never say that. Directly.
Well, the report I have here, and he holds up his PDC, and it says, you can read it clearly, it says, mission briefing delivered.
Well, sir, it wasn't exactly in writing. And I'm, like, looking at my team.
I'm looking straight ahead.
Well, so, as you're doing this, you sort of hear as you've been standing there, you hear there's been some banging over on the door to the left, and the banging starting to get louder, and the smaller man runs back over to the door, and as you're talking, and as Jeff is, I'm sorry, as Jack is yammering on and getting himself deeper and deeper into treason, he runs back over to the large man and is whispering in his ear again. And the banging is getting louder and louder. Well, sir, anyways, we must really I'm extremely disappointed. And he pulls his PDC out again and he starts to make some notes. And you see all of you see a red arrow or a red circle with a line through it show up on your PDC indicating that you have all gotten some treason points for not showing up on time and with the proper materials. But as he's doing this, the smaller man is pulling some stuff out of the bag. He seems to be pulling out some weapons and he's pulling some bags of mail and he's flipping some tables over. The larger man, you can see his name is Jarm, says, anyways, I'm sure that you'll figure the mission out. It's fine. We'll get to that in a second. The first thing we need to do is I need you to organize yourself. We need to have mandatory bonus duty. And so this, as you know, this mission is completely and 100% important, and we have no room for any errors. And so every person has a job to do. So I don't know if you guys can see the mandatory bonus duty handout. Can you see that? I don't know how Roll 20 works.
Nope.
All right, nope.
Did you say this. Share with players?
I did.
Also, you keep talking about character sheets, but I cannot see my character sheet.
You can't see your character sheets.
Yeah.
Trace
now
I see mandatory bonus duty. Bonus duty. The only thing in the journal.
Is it? Well, I put everybody's character sheets.
I see mine.
I see my character sheet, but there's two things you have to change to give me access to them.
I did.
I don't even see a character sheet.
I just see my name, and it doesn't. That's it. There's nothing the attributes aren't filled in. No.
Yeah, so you'll have to look at your own character sheet.
Right.
The one that I sent you over email. I didn't type all that stuff in there because it doesn't matter. Yeah, so none of that stuff's in the character sheet. The only thing we're doing here is if we need to sketch stuff out and roll dice and send messages, I did not put the character stuff in there. I can see it. You can see it. The only thing you need to take care of in your character sheet is your keep track of your perversity points, your treason points, and any sort of notes and stuff you want to do.
And all the treason points went to Jeff, right? That's what I heard.
No, they went. Everybody got one.
Yeah.
Oh, so right. Everyone Jeff, is now. Jeff got them all.
There's no Jeff in team. Okay.
That's right.
There, Lance.
We'll say Jack took two because he spoke for the group. Everyone else took one.
Nice. And what the smaller guy? What color is he wearing?
He is also wearing orange.
Also orange.
Yes, he is also orange.
I nominate Asser Grass as to be team leader.
Nominate Asser Grass.
I second the motion.
Okay. The large man, Jarm, looks at you, Asser Grass, and says, he just looks at you.
Expectantly.
Happy to serve, sir.
Okay. As you say that, the door busts open, and the two mission briefing officers drop to the floor, and you see the small one throw something on the floor. It's a small orange machine, sort of orange box, and an orange dome sort of comes over them. And you realize all this that they're both holding weapons. And through the door, you see two large shock troopers wearing orange armor. And they start shooting wildly. Everybody.
I will dive to the right.
Yeah.
Everybody go ahead and take a look at your character sheet. And I need you to roll. Let's look.
Agility?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with agility. Thank you very much. We'll go with agility. Everybody go ahead and roll agility. And what you want to do is you need to roll under your skill. In this game, rolling lower is better.
Oh, great.
with a D6?
I'm standing at attention.
This is on a D2?
D20.
D20?
A D20. Yeah, it's,
everything's
four,
a D20. You're going to roll.
Jesus Christ, they don't want you to live in this.
Yeah, Lance game. Killed it.
I do a three-quarter backflip.
John Woo, motherfucker.
And I go into bullet time to avoid the bullets.
I start doing jumping jacks, clearly. Below the fucking floor.
Obviously so.
I thought I heard taps.
I like this game. Attention. If I roll ones on a d20, it's
good. It's good. Yeah, ones are great. Anybody roll a one?
Yes.
Oh,
Lancer asked it.
He's been watching the Matrix lately.
Okay, so Lancer, you jump over to the behind some.
I'm good. No, continue.
All right, so you jump. Go, Lancer. You jump over behind some mailbags just in time to not get hit by an orange laser.
Mm-hmm.
And Asser, you are massively hit. We'll get back to you in a second. Francis, what is your?
I'll get my Negroni after I'm dead.
Francis, what is your? What's your skill?
I rolled exactly equal.
All right, you're good.
Oh wait, I take that back. One less.
Oh wait, you're good. So you can choose to jump behind some sort of piece of furniture or some bags. You
or Asser.
I'll jump behind a piece of furniture.
Okay, Jack.
Gotta protect the mail.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you did not pass your roll.
I rolled a 15.
Uh-huh. And
my
what?
Agility is sadly not 16, so yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like all 15 right. would also work, but I'm guessing your agility is also not 15.
No. No, guessing it's not. It's around 8. Mm-hmm. Or no, lower than that.
Same.
4. 4 actually. Right. Which is actually pretty true to life anyway.
All right. Okay. So, the way damage in this game works is you are
in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes. So the way damage as it works is they're in steps. You are either snafu, you are okay, snafu, wounded, maimed, down, killed, or vaporized.
Hmm.
So anyone who was hit, you're going to go ahead, you are maimed. Okay, so that's you're at step 3. So if you'll write that in your character sheet, I am not taking care of that. The computer is too busy for that kind of bullshit.
Maimed.
You are maimed. All right, and so anything above snafu is cumulative. Okay, Norwege, did you pass?
I did not pass.
Did not pass. All right, you are maimed also.
Yeah, I am so maimed.
Okay.
But also so loyal.
Okay, so the shooting is continuing and it is really loud. These lasers are they're not normal lasers that are being shot from the doorway with these shock troopers. They're some sort of like fancy razor lasers, and they're just loud and almost ear splitting. The man in the Jarm is shouting something at you, Asurg. He's shouting at you and you can't necessarily hear what he's saying. You want to try to crawl over there?
I'll nurse my wound and try to maybe roll under the tables toward him.
Okay.
That's the mission, sir.
All right. So we're going to need to see. Let me put a couple more of these here. So they're both shooting out of this orange dome, and as they have to sort of stick their hand out of this energy field dome and shoot the lasers from the shock troopers are sort of hitting it and bouncing off, and everything gets through. They're shouting at you. If everybody can go ahead and roll a d20 for me, and we are going to get into some combat.
I continue to do well.
Roll me a 5.
Oh boy, oh boy, I matched my mission leader.
All right, what do we got here? Let's see. Did you roll here first, Asurg?
Yeah.
Asurgrass, you rolled 15.
15 whole initiative.
Lance is 9. Okay.
Oh, I'm just above. I rolled a 5 on that one.
Oh, you rolled 5. Okay, you rolled first. Yeah. All right. 15. Let's see. Do this here. Okay. So during this sort of scene, you can do two things. You can act or you can talk. That's it. We'll go through here and put this here and this here. So you, when it comes up to your turn, you can either act or you can talk. That's it. And give me one second here. Oh, why'd you guys make your names so long?
If you're whispering to people, you can just, it'll autofill.
Yeah. I suppose it will.
But whispering sounds a little bit treasonous.
Are you saying that anything the computer done is does is treasonous?
Ooh, that treason. Sounds like treason.
Well, I mean, if you really are the how do we?
All right. So, I see. First is Jack. Jack, what are you going to do?
So I was hit initially. Am I still standing as the Elton John?
Oh, you're laying on the ground. No, you're laying on the ground. You got a big old like burning orange laser wound in your leg.
Is there any cover nearby? Is there like an overturned table or a?
Sure, there are.
Okay. I'm gonna. Is it within like crawling, scrambling, whatever I'm capable of? Distance, like can I?
Let's.
I want to move into cover. Is what I'm trying to do.
You're gonna try to move into cover. Okay. Yeah. Why don't you give me why don't you give me an agility roll again?
Oh, because that went so well the first time.
Yeah, I know.
With all your agility.
Oh. Now, normally you'd think that would make it, but I have an agility of 4, so.
No. Just like me, we're built like.
Okay, so you get close. Right. You get close, not quite. So that's it. That's your move. You're still there. The next thing is the one of the goons in the doorway, and there's 3 of them, and they start to one of them brings in a tripod to start setting it up, and of course it's about setting up a rather large tripod. It's like maybe hip height. Okay. I think Assergrass is not with us right at the moment.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back? Okay, what are you going to do, Assergrass?
I'm going to try to talk to Jerm.
Okay.
Get more information about the mission. Okay. I'm the leader. I'm tied in.
Okay, he said, so you are you what are you going to do? How try to
I'm going to like knock on the dome.
Okay, well, it's an energy dome, so you know you can you try to knock on it, and your hand just goes right through it, and kind of look real goofy.
Say, sir, we need the mission details.
Are you inside the dome or outside the dome?
I would like to be inside the dome. That'd be great.
Okay, you can try to crawl inside the dome.
I would love that.
Why don't you give me why don't you give me a D20?
That sounds like the place to be. No. Sir, let me in! Sir!
Okay, you get your head inside the dome. So your head's in the dome, and the rest of your body, and of course you have a massive leg wound.
Yeah. It's cauterized, though. It'll be fine.
It is. It's cauterized. Yeah. You stick your head in there, and you can hear him yelling, and there's the large man, the small man, Jarg, and you have not caught his name, are screaming at each other. And just shooting, and as you stick your head in, he says, I am not authorized to give you the backup mission briefing until everyone has chosen their mandatory bonus duty.
Can I choose for them, sir?
No, they must, of their will and love of the computer, choose to take on this duty, or else they probably won't do a very good job.
BB.
Okay, and that was your action. There we go. The next action is one of the goons, and in the doorway there are 3 of them, and he shoots at. Oof.
Got a juicy ass sitting up in the air.
Let's see.
That big ass.
He shoots
Courtard.
At Lance, give me an agility roll.
No problem.
Oh,
so close.
Frozen.
I willingly absorb this energy on behalf of the friend computer.
All right, so you're wounded, right?
Yep.
All right.
Let's go ahead and put a 2 after your name.
All right, Lance, and you are next. You are next up. What do you want to do?
I will call out to Aspergas and say, I would like to be the happiness officer.
He cannot hear you. Nothing. No sound can go in and out.
No sound goes through the energy barrier.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. Well,
Lancer know that he's supposed to be choosing a role?
That's
well,
right.
Well, I mean, no, because the orange guy said we had to choose roles. So.
That's right. Yeah, he did say.
Yeah.
That.
So there's no treasonous knowledge here. I heard him say it before.
Okay. All right, I'll accept that. I accept that. Let's see. So you are the happiness. All
well, right. I mean, but
I'll find out.
Gas doesn't know that yet.
That's okay. Yeah, he doesn't know that, but that's fine. You scream it out, everyone, and sort of the goons look at you.
All right. I will say I'm the happiness, and I will start to sing the friend computer is my friend song.
All right.
Don't cry for me,
what is that?
Computer.
No,
Lance,
friend computer is your friend. Friend computer, always your friend.
Excellent. Take two perversity points. And while we're at it, if you guys hadn't figured out, and I'm not sure, Brian, did what version did you play?
Oh, God, it was 30 years ago, so who the heck knows?
Probably first or second. So,
and I've drunk since then.
Yeah, okay, so perversity points, what you can do with perversity points, and you guys need to keep track of them, in your character sheet, no shenanigans.
No shenanigans.
I'm also keeping track of them on my handy-dandy note cards for you. Spending a perversity point, when the computer allows you, will allow you to change... a role by one for each point that you spend. Okay. And right. Sometimes the computer will allow you to spend them beforehand, and sometimes the computer will allow you to spend them afterwards, and that is completely dependent on the entertainment value. Okay. So let's move on. We have the next in the order, two goons, and they're both going to shoot at... They're gonna shoot at Francis. Francis, they're shooting at you. Give me an agility roll.
One agility roll?
One agility roll for both shots. Yes, sir.
Godspeed.
That ain't gonna do it, Francis.
All right.
Francis, our cab dash two.
Yeah, no, you're just, you are down. You are down. So you are not killed, you are just down.
Glad I was behind that furniture, dang it.
That's all right.
That's what happens.
All right, Francis, it is your turn in the order. What would you like to do?
Well, I am down, so that obviously limits my options.
You're not out. You are down, but not out.
Down goes Francis.
The happiness officer will start singing, down but not out, down but not out. Keep your head up and your chin in the game.
Well, sounds like I need to poke my head up and see what's going on.
Okay. So remember, you can talk or you can act. You might want to take a look at the inventory that you have. Maybe you have some weapons. Maybe you would like to volunteer for one of these mandatory bonus duties. It is up to you.
All right, I will yell out, I volunteer to be the equipment guy.
Equipment guy, excellent. We need an equipment guy. Fantastic, okay. And finally, Norwegian ass.
Yes, I will talk.
You're going to talk?
Oh my... oratory skills and saying, obviously I'm the loyalty officer. Stop bleeding all over the floor, equipment guy. Team leader has his head in the bucket of no sound. So we'll have to wait until his head returns to normal sound space until we can
all right. right, excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
I'm still trying to figure out how our team leader got anything through an orange shield.
No, he's allowed. You know, he is allowed.
He's team leader.
It's not that he can't go through the field.
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering.
You are obviously saying traitorous things.
That's right.
If you're questioning the team leader, you are being treasonous.
That's why you have a note section in your notes. You might want to keep that sort of information. Collect any evidence you have just in case you need it. Okay. All right, so we're back up to the top, and I think we would be done, except at least one of you did not choose to talk. They chose to act very poorly, and we're back at the top. Jack,
damn, fool.
What would you like to do? Would you like to talk or act?
I'm going to talk. So I'm holding my wound, and I'm like, oh, thank you, friend computer, for this beautiful wound, but it's very unhygienic as your hygiene officer. You know, I shouldn't be bleeding all over the place.
So... Excellent. All right, hygiene officer. Okay, so now everyone has chosen something. Unfortunately, the team leader doesn't know that, and Jarg doesn't know that, and so he's withholding this information. But we'll go on. The next up in the order. We're not going to roll again this round. Next up is the goons, and the goons are going to shoot at. Ooh, so the goons are going to shoot at the orange at Jarg, and okay. And let's see this. All right. And the laser kills him.
Kills Jarg?
It kills Jarg. He's dead. Sweet. Jarg is dead. And so he's sort of explodes in a cloud of red mist that sort of coats the inside of the dome. And you might be wondering, why can matter go in but it can't go out? Well, if it's below a certain particle size, then it sticks to the dome. If it's above a certain particle size, it can go through the dome.
So it's kind of useless against lasers.
Well, you know, these are wave lasers, we'll say that.
Oh, okay. Razor wave
lasers.
All right. Astrograss, you're up next.
Extremely loyal to this.
My face is covered in red mist.
Yeah, your body. Yeah. You're basically your head from maybe neck up.
Wow. I'm going to try to kind of at a loss, but I'll pull my head out and tell the team. Team, we need to work together to all fulfill roles now. What do you want to be?
That's right. He doesn't know. Good role play. Good role playing. Yeah. Astrograss, take a perversity point.
Here we go.
Okay, that was your action. Next up are the two. Is one of the goons, and one of the goons starts running over towards his action. Is going to run over towards the dome, and he's now straddling Astrograss and pointing a laser at the small man, the assistant to Jarg, who is now holding both PDCs. Okay, and up is Lance. Lance, you're up.
Lance will look straight at Astrograss and say, I'm your happiness officer!
I'll salute. Thank you for your service.
Okay. And I'll give him
vastly more informative, obviously. But...
All right. All right, so I'll remind you guys, at some point, someone needs to report everyone's stuff, and then you can get your mission, and maybe think about how maybe we can do this.
You broke up. At some point, and then you broke up.
Oh, at some point you have to inform an authority of your missions, or of your mandatory bonus duties, and then you can get your mission. Mm-hmm. And so maybe think of creative ways. People have you guys have inventory. I don't think anyone's drawn a weapon or any sort of thing. Take a look at your inventories. And
it says laser pistol.
That sort of stuff. And next up is Francis. Francis, what would you like to do?
Hold on a second. Where am I going? All right, so there is now someone over on the dome.
Mm-hmm. There's two.
It's straddling your team leader. Two.
Yeah, I know. Fortunately, I'm down, so. I'll try and drag myself up and tackle one of the guys over our team leader.
Okay. Give me a violence roll.
We're all gonna die.
See, gonna don't even have the mission yet.
I'm gonna guess that did not succeed very well.
No, that did not succeed. All right, that was completely ineffectual. Norwegias, what would you like to do?
I would like to try to inform our friendly miner. Potential orange information haver, whatever. the other guy, the smaller guy, who's still in the orange shield, I think, straddled by the guys. Am I wrong?
I think he's still in the field.
Yeah, try to inform him about our roles. As they have been selected.
Okay. Say that. I'm sorry. Say that again.
So I think there actually was.
I'm going to try to get my head inside the.
Okay. All right. That's right. Okay. Go for it. Yeah. Give me a. Let's see here. You still didn't send me your character sheet.
I did on.
On Rocket or on Rocket. Discord.
Yeah.
All right. Let me.
On Rocket.
Look, I don't see it. Where'd you send it?
I sent it in a private message.
I don't see any private
message. How are we supposed to see it if it's in a private message?
Yeah.
Are you online?
Yes, sir. Oh, in Rocket. Did you send it in Rocket?
On Rocket.
Or on Discord?
On Rocket.
Oh, now I gotta have my phone open at the same time.
Okay, hang on. I'll send it on Discord.
Oh, this is
computer's not happy. Okay, I got it. That'll work, sir. Go for it. It's 4 o'clock in the morning for you, so we'll computer will have some.
Hey, it's 5:20, so yeah.
Time to wake up.
I'll roll a d20 anyway. Whatever I do fails.
Does not work. Okay, that's great. We'll go back up to the top. Jack, let me know what you're doing.
Oh, I'm going to grab my laser pistol.
Mm-hmm.
It does say, now do we, I assume I have one because it's assigned to me.
You do.
I do. And I'm going to shoot back.
Okay.
Because why not? At one of the goons, whoever seems to be the most likely target. So I guess that's an energy weapon roll, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, and even that fails.
All right. Wow. Good job on the violence there. Would have been nicer to give us some information into the into that orange dome, but that's okay. Next up, Acergrass, what are you gonna do?
I'm still waiting on everyone's role here. So in the meantime, the guy that's standing above me, I'm gonna pull out my laser pistol and try to shoot him.
Okay, give me an Give me an energy weapons roll.
As he's tracking the small guy.
Oh,
missed it.
All right, you missed. Okay.
Singe some ass hair.
All right, next up, Lance. What are you going to do?
I'm going to open up my PDC.
Yes, sir.
And type in all the roles that I heard people say.
Uh-huh.
And hit send to the small orange man, because I noted his name and assignment when we first came in. As
you did.
All.
What is his name? Let me ask you, what is his name?
James Passer Gasser.
Okay. All right.
-7.
I'll allow it.
-07.
I'll allow it because we need to move on for the.
Allowed.
All right, go for it. Give me a. Let's see here. Let's see. That's going to be. Operating systems. Give me an operating systems roll.
Very well. Nice. Okay. Got it. That will not succeed.
You fat fingering your
PC. Yeah. I forgot to type sudo send message.
All right. So let's see. Let's go next. And Brian, you needed to roll for that stuff. That's okay. Yeah, you needed to roll for that stuff. So take the laser and six red barrels. Okay. And if you want to roll stuff, you can. Otherwise, you can try to get it from PLC here in a second. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Next Let's up go. Is Norway Jass.
Yes. Hi. What the? I'm going to give it another go to get into that. No, wait. Did Lantharas fail
his yes.
attempt to? Oh, Jesus Christ. okay. So I'm going to dive headfirst, do or die, into the orange doom with a roll d20 with my agility of 4.
Oh, God.
And how
you got
the
it.
Hell.
You roll in. Unfortunately, you can act or talk, so now you are inside and safe inside the slimy, greasy, red, tinged orange thing. And we go back up to the top.
It's a wet.
Actually, the bad guys are the two standing over your team leader. They're sort of trying to attach something to the top of the. To the top of the dome, and you look, if you are noticing, you look back to the door, and the sort of hip-high tripod that was being set up. There's now a rather large piece of machinery set up and pointing right at the dome, and that was their moves, and we're back up to Jack. Go for it, all Jack.
Right. Well, I've just seen Brass to, dive into the dome, so I'm going to be right behind him, or hopefully
okay.
I will be. For the headlong dive of my own, and I dive in the complete other direction.
Christ,
apparently,
guys.
Straight into the wall.
Right into the wall.
I will make a note of that.
If you weren't already so wounded, I would make you take some more damage, but that's okay. We're back up to you, Astrograss.
man, I feel like I need to. I think all the violence is getting to me. I want to get out of this room. I'm going to start crawling toward the doorway.
Okay.
I got to get out.
Okay. You guys are going to leave without the mission. Bold of you, sir. Bold of
yes.
you.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out on the way. Adapt and overcome.
All right.
Is that agility?
Yeah, let's see. Give me a... Yeah, give me agility. You got it.
Got it.
You make your way out the door.
Making my way out.
Okay. Kim, are you going out the door with the tripod next to it, or are you going out the door you came?
Out the door we came in.
Okay. All right.
And so that's the south, right?
Yeah, that's the south. Next up is Lance. You want to try again?
Leading from the front there, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will. I will once again restart retyping my command to send the message. So here we go. Fuck. can I spend 3 perversity points to make that?
You can. Good job. As a matter of fact, use those.
Nicely done.
Use 3 perversity points and take 4 perversity points.
Wow. Yay.
Getting us out of this morass hellhole. Thank you. All right. So you send it, and the young or small assistant looks up at you and gives you a thumbs up and starts typing on the PDC. And as he does that, let's see here. Let me finish this. As he does that, there is a rather large explosion, and everyone is killed. So there we go. Oh, except for for who crawled out?
Assergas.
Yeah. So Assergas, you're outside. You're rather wounded. Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm maimed.
Yeah, you're maimed. Oh, man, that's not too bad. You're just maimed, you know, maybe...
Just maimed.
Yeah.
A light maiming.
Yeah, we said in the leg, right?
Just missing the leg.
It's just but a flesh wound.
Yeah.
So...
How about you?
Assergas, you, your... Let's see. Make sure that works. Your PDC starts buzzing, and says priority message. Above you, there is a large terminal. And if you've seen Flight of the Navigator, it's somewhat like that. The computer can talk throughout all of Alpha Complex. There's large CRT monitors everywhere, but these are stuck on sort of actuator arms, and one of the actuators comes down and says, "Citizen, you appear to be damaged. Have you received your mission yet?"
Yes, computer, I have.
Excellent, excellent. So everyone has gotten their mandatory bonus duty, and it is 100% clear what you should be doing for your mission. I assume you are moving. Assergas. Citizen Assergas, you appear to be moving at 0 meters per hour, although you need to be moving at least 1 meter per hour. In order to make up this mission in the allotted time, may I ask, is there an issue that I can be of help with?
Could you direct me toward Sector A-74.
Sector A-74. Why, of course. I'm glad that you asked. A-74 is going to be just down that way. And a map pops up on your PDC. And you have sort of pins, sort of Google map sort of pins, and navigation line, and you're ready to go. And just at that moment,
start walking in that direction.
So you start walking that direction rather slowly because you have all by yourself.
Step slide. Yeah, and face covered in flesh.
Someone else's
goo.
Detritus.
Face covered in someone else.
Yes.
Okay.
It matches the red of my jumpsuit. Yes. It's a good look.
Okay. All right. On your PDC, that pops up a window that says, "Would you like to, one, go to the PLC, which is Productions, Logistics, and Commissary, or two, would you like to forego equipment and move on to the main mission. And then you see at the bottom, there's a box and it says this decision is binding and sort of choosing this decision is non-refundable. And all of that sort of stuff. And as you keep looking, the type gets smaller and smaller, and then there's a place for you to put your thumb and decide. So would you like to move to PLC, or would you like to go directly towards the mission?
Directly to go.
All right, so we're skipping going to PLC. No fancy equipment. I hope you are stocked up. All right,
I have a coffee mug and a gun. What could go wrong?
Okay, so
that's Tuesday in Phoenix, isn't it?
File that under best of luck.
Okay, so you guys are skipping going to PLC, skipping to going to Mission Outfitter, skipping to getting all of the equipment, and you're going right on to Sector A74. So you, as soon as you put your thumb on the consent box,
the computer laughs.
a bot comes rolling down the hall, dragging four body bags. It stops, and a little servo arm comes out, unzips the bags, and inside are four brand new clones, and they're still slimy and gooey from the cloning tanks. And so everyone who died needs to increase their clone number by one. So... So you would be, name our sector -2. Okay? You keep your perversity points, you keep your treason points. All right?
Sweet.
Okay. So, what would you guys like to do?
I'm going to look at these slimy things and say, did we ever decide who's doing what?
Offline question.
Yes, sir.
When we get recloned, we have our memories. It's like,
yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. There is a rolling 10-minute neural scan that happens throughout Alpha Complex, where all brain states are recorded, and so you might have lost like that last little bad bit, which is good because we would want that trauma of death to come on to the new clone. But yes, you have all of your memories. Friend computer even replicates the equipment that you have.
He's okay, so great. Really, he is.
Yes.
I know so you guys don't really think that, but I do.
You're brought back with everything, and including your treason points, because that's probably genetic. You know? I will say your perversity points are per player, so if you do happen to die and you lose all of your clones, you would still keep those perversity points because those are for entertainment value. Mm. All right. Okay, keep moving on.
Oh, boy, sir. Yes, sir. Equipment officer reporting for duty. When are we getting our equipment?
Astrograss, I just look in my outbox and I say, and then I resend in the list of what people wanted to be with a...
You're going to send it to me.
Yeah, with a big smile emoji. And then three thumbs up, and then a dancing anime girl with large breasts.
Sexual feelings with treason. I got my eye on you.
I'm the happiness officer.
If you're done making everyone happy, I'd like to talk about loyalty for a bit. And Astrograss,
I need you now more than ever.
And then noted that you left the area before
the greater mission
imploded, as it were. And I would just like to note that I have informed the computer of
and I have informed the
actions.
Computer that you've informed the computer. I'm the team leader here. Stay in line.
But sir, I do have to point out your injuries are absolutely filthy. You're disgusting. Filthiness is treason, sir. So please wash your hands.
Would you like to scrub me down?
Oh, would I ever.
We're foregoing equipment. Francis, I apologize, but friend computer has not given us very much time. We need to make our way to sector A74, and I'll fill you in with the rest of the details when we get there.
You get there, okay. All right. So you look at your map, and you notice, you know that. Let's see here. I have to edit this once again. All right. So you're going down. The computer has a lot of stuff on its.
There's a lot going on.
There's just random things changing all the time. So you follow. Your map tells you, Master Grass, that you're gonna go down the end of this hallway, and it's about maybe 200 meters. And there's an elevator, and you're gonna get on that elevator, and you're gonna go down. Presumably down, although elevators don't have to do that. And you're going to go down, and it's going to, you can see on the map that going down the elevator is going to take you directly to your destination. And I won't say that because you haven't maybe given that away yet, but there you go.
Okay. Everybody in?
Well, so you got 200 meters, you get to the elevator. Okay. And there is a an up arrow and a down arrow. You know you need to press the down arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go.
Okay. I'll have everybody filter in. Do a head count on the way in.
So you're going to press the button?
Tap heads as people get in.
Hold on. You're going to press the...
Before the door opens. I'll press the down button.
All right. Press the down button, and graciously, it immediately opens... And it's very small. It is maybe 30 inches wide and about 12 inches deep. It's large enough at most for two people at a time.
It would be disloyal to stay behind. I'm going first.
It seems obvious that the team leader should lead from the front.
Does that seem obvious?
To the loyalty officer, it seems obvious. Acting in any other way would be treasonous.
I tend to disagree. I'm going to send down the hygiene officer and the loyalty officer. Put Jack in Norwegian.
I pull out a tube filled with green pills, and it says happiness on the side, and I offer them each a happiness pill.
Excellent.
And while I appreciate your offer, I shall have to roll for...
Lancer S shrugs and puts one in his mouth.
All right, Lance.
I offer one to the leader and to Francis also.
Okay, who's taking a happiness pill?
Lancer's already downed his.
Yeah, Lance, good. It burns a little bit on the way down, but then it leaves a nice grape aftertaste.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Francis happily takes his happy pill.
Excellent. I will as well.
Big smile.
Okay.
Anything to take the edge off of this laser wound.
Okay. All right. So who's going in the elevator?
It's Jack.
Apparently,
Jack and Norwegian.
Yeah.
And I'll tell him
Jack and Norwegian. All right.
What load it off?
Okay. So you get in the elevator. You tell them that they're getting off. So they don't know why they're going down there.
Sector A74. Wait for us on the other side.
A74. Okay. So you guys both get in. You press the down button. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And. Let's see. Okay, so it starts to go down. and it seems to be going down a lot. It goes down for about 10 seconds, stops, and then starts to go down again. It's going down and going down, and about every 30 seconds, the lights seem to gall. The elevator stalls, and the light goes out. The first time it happens, you're a little, not too worried, because this sort of stuff happens in Alpha Complex all the time. The computers are exceptionally busy, cannot keep track of everything. There are not enough troubleshooters qualified to fix this sort of thing. And then it starts up again. About the third or fourth time, you start to get a little worried, and it's going down. What are you going to do?
Who goes first?
Well, you're both standing in the elevator, and it's going down. Okay. It's been about like maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Every 30 seconds, it sort of stops, or every minute or so, it stops for about 30 seconds. The lights go out, and then lights come back on again.
I'm sure it's just friend computer, doing some diagnostic checks to keep us safe.
Excellent. All right. I love your compunction for believing in the computer. So you get off at the bottom and you walk out into a small and we will leave you there and jump back up. Who is going into the elevator next? And luckily this is sort of like a conveyor belt elevator. The next elevator opens up and down almost immediately.
I'm going to go last. So
in the rear with the gear.
I've had a happiness pill, so I will happily get in the elevator.
Lance and Francis are getting it.
Yeah.
Sir,
I would like to be behind Francis, though.
Well, I mean, it is small enough that, I mean, unless you're both going to face the wall to the side, you're kind of just both, next shoulder to shoulder. But
I thought we would be back to front.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a spoon in the elevator, I am totally fine with that. Okay, so you've heard how it goes. It goes down for about, a minute or so, and then it stops. You got 30 seconds of darkness, and then it starts again.
I'll start humming the loyalty song. Mm-hmm. Still happy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and you get to the bottom, and you two jump out, and you see Jack and Norwege, and they're both sort of just looking at their phones like teenagers, or PDCs like teenagers. And we'll go back up to the top. Who's left?
Just me.
Just you. All right, so you're going to go down. It's a fairly even and smooth ride. For some reason, it doesn't seem to stop when you're going down, but that's okay. You don't need to mention that to the rest of your teammates. You get to the bottom. And you are in a rather large or medium-sized room. And it is sort of like an atrium. You get out of the elevator, and directly in front of you is a wall with two doors that say employee entrance and visitor entrance. And it says annexed Alpha Complex Print Shop. And there's two doors. There's one to the left and one to the right. It's directly across from you, and there's some vending machines on the left side. And that's it. What would you and a large computer terminal on the right side.
Let's go look at the vending machine.
The vending machines? Okay, there's three. One has algae chips, and one has BBB, which would be brown beverage, and the third one is off.
Would anyone like a snack before we continue? As your fearless leader, I would you foot the bill for the snacks.
Wow. I would love some Brownsea Bound beverage. Okay,
you can. They are 2 credits each.
I will have to ask everyone to wash their hands first, please.
Yes.
Wash them till they're
stopping
red
to stopping to consume beverages is disloyal to the computer.
We must replenish our health.
Yes,
yeah. We need to be at full health to make sure that we.
Yes,
can...
but apparently not get any supplies from the
supply office. That was
you weren't there for that. Yeah. You don't know that.
Yeah. I think
player knowledge is treason.
You informed us when you opened the pod bag that you thought
we don't have time. Important. We don't have time for that.
Yeah. Well, we don't have...
Dehydration is treasonous and
computer
unhygienic.
So I'm going to spend 10 of my credits to buy 5.
Bets. All right, excellent. All right, take 2 perversity points.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Excellent. So everybody gets a bouncy brown beverage, you BBB. And before, as you put your 10 credits in, right?
Mm-hmm.
It asks you, would you like to purchase the product replacement plan? If anything wrong with the bouncy brown beverage, within the next 30 days, you could come back and get your money back or a voucher for another bouncy brown beverage. And then you have to say yes or no and put your thumbprint on there or before it dispenses.
I'll buy the replacement plan.
Okay, that's another 20 credits.
Yeah.
So you're out 30 credits. Okay. So please deduct that from your character sheet.
You have.
I'm done.
I've got like 9 credits.
Oh, I have a couple.
I can roll a dirty here.
I have like 35.
Playing favorites.
It's all the random algorithm, friend. All the random algorithm. All right, so everyone has a bouncy brown beverage. Make sure you put that in your inventory. Okay, and back to the important mission. You have 2 doors on the west wall, or the east wall. And one says employee entrance, and one says visitor entrance.
Did we get the plan?
No.
Hmm. Well, if there's something wrong with my beverage.
It's fine. I'm in this mission. You're happy to let me lead this mission. So we're going to go in the employee entrance. And I'll go up to the door and try to open it. And again,
okay.
leading from the rear, I'll open it and let everybody go in front.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a large sign that says, closed until the following day cycle. You know, it's you guys know it's nighttime. When you got your mission, it was 2 hours before lights out, and of course, most of Alpha Complex is deep in a narcotic sleep. But not you, because you're troubleshooters. So everyone's gone. The door is not locked, because why would you need to lock anything in Alpha Complex? And you walk in to the employee entrance. And sort of, it's a large room. Let's see, 10, 10. Let's see, let me think about this. 10 and 10, that'd be 20. I'm trying to do this for Swede and Jeff's sake. It's about 7 meters by, you know what, fuck it. It's 20 feet by 20 feet.
That's fine.
I find it.
They're smarter than me.
There you go. It's about 20 feet by 20 feet, and it's clearly sort of the room that employees come in. There's a time clock and a computer terminal that seems to be turned off, and there's a sort of small desk where maybe the administrative assistant sits, and that's it. There is a door to the north, a door to the south, a door to the west that you just came in, and a door to the east.
And where would the visitors, like, so they would be us?
Well, you know, because you're actually, no, let's do it this way. Can you give me a?
Well, there were two doors, right? There was.
You would know. It's to the north. It's to the north. The other room would have come into the north of here.
Yes.
I'm gonna look around in the administrative desk. Is there anything on there?
There's like some sticky notes, and there's a pen, and there is not much else because the administrative assistant would probably just use her PDC. So yeah, that's about it. You do see like if you take a look, if you look to the north, there's a door, and it's a doorway. It's not a closed door. You can see like what looks sort of like a reception area, and to your south, the door is closed. And to the west, there's like a large rather large, and there's a plaque on it that says Wilhelm O. AZT 3 print shop boss. Mm. And on the plaque you can tell that's probably the boss's door.
Okay. Which means the print shop's to the south. So I'm going to huddle everybody up and whisper, someone in this print shop is up to no good and is printing anti-friend computer propaganda. Mm. Our mission is to find evidence of this propaganda. Document it, fix the machine, and turn any evidence in to friend computer.
I can't believe somebody would do that.
I agree. So we're find it. I can't believe it's the boss, but maybe we look in there. And we definitely need to get into the print shop and fix the machine.
Can we all put our hands in the center and say go team before we
start? Synchronize watches.
No, I'm mostly thinking about our team morale.
Yes. Go.
Go team!
Okay, and as you do that, a blast shoots out.
God.
In the red laser blast sort of fires across you. Let's see. Acergrass, you see it come skittering by your ear, and you look to your right, and you see...
Hopefully not 20.
You see... you know what? I'm going to need this one. Oh, why does it wait when I click it sometimes? I'm going to need this one and this one. There we go. You see. All right. You see Norwegias and.
Oh, no.
Francis and. Norwegias and Francis. They are to your right. And the laser sort of, it flies across and it hits, let's see, it hits Lance right in the chest. And the laser bounces right off you because you're wearing red reflect armor. And of course, red reflect armor would, negate.
Reflect red lasers.
And there you go, reflect red lasers. Okay. Continue.
So they're coming out of the boss office, is that right? Or from the south?
They came sort of like to your right hand. You know, I'm gonna say you were I'm gonna say kind of towards the boss office, but the boss door office is closed. You get the feeling that this certainly did not. If you would like to make me maybe give me a give me a general knowledge Yeah, give me. Actually, you know what? Give me a give me an energy weapons roll, Jason. Okay. Oh yeah, you know that this. You know this came from less than 3 feet away.
So have we just opened the door, or we're in the employee area?
You're in the employee area. You know this came from one of the people standing directly next to you.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking trade.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. To Lance and Jack, I'm going to say, treason! And pull my gun. And I guess if saying something is my action, that'll be my action.
Okay, well, Jack, so Jack was, Lance was the one that was hit. You don't, mm-hmm. You could definitely, you know, he's fairly shifty. He might have been able to pull that off or have the laser shoot across.
No, I'm pointing at, I was talking to Lance and Jack and aiming at Regent Francis.
Oh, okay, yes, I got you, right, yes. Okay.
I'm saying traitors.
All right, you pull your, you play weapons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will draw my weapon and point it at Norwege.
Okay. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to need everybody to give me an initiative roll. All
right.
This time I need you to roll, give me a d6.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I think Jack, that's treasonous, rolling the wrong die. Mm.
Oh, boy, it certainly was. Jeez. Oh, there we are, 3.
All right. We get everybody 1, 2.
Rolling the dice.
Yeah, it seems a bit.
I got some good lag going.
Yeah, I did too. All right.
It happens sometimes.
A lot of people quarantine playing art. Whoa!
Who's going first?
The most loyal. Obviously.
All right. Norwege, what are you going to do?
I am going to talk. I have, if I recall correctly, a reasonable oratory skill as well. So I'm going to tell everyone that it is obvious that our team leader has led us into a trap. He is trying to get us all killed by stabbing the computer in the back. Leading us into this print shop of devilish sin, and we should take him down. And I think I have an oratory of 12 or something, so I can roll a d20 against that.
Yeah, go for it. I like that.
And that takes about a million years, so.
You guys are still in dial-up in Sweden, right?
Yeah, sure. My 10 gigabit connection is going to be
okay.
12 and 11, and I don't even have to spend my perversity points.
Okay, so everyone sort of believes you, okay? Yeah. Everyone sort of believes you. All right. So,
Assegrass, he's the only one who didn't get killed in that room. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's because my loyalty shines through.
Okay, Assegrass, what would you like to do?
I'm gonna shoot at Norwege.
Okay,
shut your traitor mouth.
You gonna give me an energy weapon roll?
That'll do it.
Okay, you hit him square right in the chest, and it bounces off. And so it hits
it's just not a peak.
It hits a potted plant in the corner. It's a potted plant sort of just shatters, and now it sort of smells real bad if you're smelled house plants burning. All right.
I want to say that. And that's right.
Jack.
You listen to your leader.
Jack, what do you think?
I'm gonna talk.
I need an orange gun.
And I'm gonna say, spilling the potted plants like that is extremely, not only is it extremely unhygienic, it's verging on treachery. So you can either explain yourself, leader, why you brought us here and getting a shot at, or, you know, or we are going to have to take you out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, excellent. Why don't you give me an oratory?
Well, that's sort of pointless. It's, given that my oratory skill is one.
Well, I love it.
Oh, there we are.
There you go.
Almost the opposite of one.
Leader. All right, so it was not convincing. Maybe there were like sort of, you know, pieces of spit coming out of your mouth as you say it, a little piece of hair coming up, and you look really upset. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Francis.
What the hell is going on, guys? We're supposed to be doing a mission, not fighting each other. Where the hell did that shot come from, anyways?
That's good. Would you like to try to figure it out? Yeah, I'll let you. Let's see. Give me a energy weapons roll, Francis. All right. Okay.
Nope.
No, you didn't get it.
One above. Oh, I will spend a perversity point.
Yeah, spend that shit.
Wow. How many are you going to spend, Francis?
I'll spend one.
Spend one. All right. You're down to four. Good, good. All right. let's see. Let me do this, Francis. While I'm doing this, Lance, you are going to be up next. So give me, you start thinking.
I think I will also try and figure out where the shot came from.
All right. So give me an energy weapon.
Energy weapons roll. Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
All right. All right. And we're back up to the top.
Da, 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 da.
That's you, Norwegian.
That's me. Unarmed combat.
Okay.
Punch that bitch ass in the face. Or
okay.
In the ass. And he
is. This is treason.
Well, obviously, you are the traitor, so you would know.
Okay, so, give me a roll on unarmed combat. It's fine.
And there you go.
Got it. Okay, now what does this look like?
It looks like a clothesline. a maimed man being taken down by a new,
okay,
fresh clone with an elbow.
Okay, so you were standing sort of next to him. Yep. And you turn and do come with a clothesline. Would anyone else like to spend some perversity points to change this outcome?
How many would we have to spend, or we don't know?
You don't know. But it needs to be gracious. More. It would need to be more than 5 and less than 15.
Yeah, Jason has it coming.
I'll spend treason. Okay, I'm making a list. What are we doing?
And your chances. How many times?
How many are you going to spend, Assergrass?
I have. I could spend all three of mine.
I'll spend 5.
That's all I have.
Okay. Oh. Assergrass, I had you at. So.
You had me at what?
I had you at 5.
Okay. I'll spend
5. All right. And, okay, so that's enough.
Lancer ass is going to spend 5 also.
All right. Lancer ass, you're down. All right. You're down to 0 also then. Okay.
Am I? No, I thought I had 6.
Oh, you had 6. That's right.
Because you gave me one more than I had before.
That is right. Okay. So what does this look like? You see Norwegian ass sort of make a a move towards team leader, and what happens?
I think I'd duck. And he's
no,
much
he's taller. Over there.
Perversity point for the friend computer.
Okay, so you duck down, and Lance, what are you doing?
And Lance, as the clothesline comes across, I'm going to grab his arm and just kind of pull him through and let him slam into the wall.
Okay. All right. Give me, Nori Jurass, give me a, D10 roll, please.
Coming up.
All right. So you are foobarred. So you're stunned. Ouch. You're stunned. You're not out. You're not damaged. It'll go away. That heals on its own. But you will not get an action in the next round. And we're down to Jack. What are you gonna do, Jack?
I'm gonna talk again.
Good. Go for it. We haven't had enough talking yet.
Seriously. And I'm gonna be yelling. Everyone, just stop this now.
Okay.
We have to find the source of the energy weapon.
Love it. Good job. Okay. Everyone sort of gives you a look.
A little raised eyebrow.
Okay. Okay. And Francis.
All right. Well.
Nobody calls him Francis.
Lighten up, Francis.
Mm-hmm.
You made the list.
Alrighty then. I'll dogpile onto Norwege.
Alright. Can you give me a unarmed? Give me an unarmed combat roll.
That's not going to cut it.
No, it's not. Okay, so you jump at him. Let's see. Yeah, you miss him by a lot. I can't even give you the margin on that. All right, so we're back up to the top. Nope. Norwege, as you're
I'm stunned, right? So
yeah, you're stunned. So you're not going to be able to do anything. It's Acergrass. Before you get to do anything, everyone feels a tingling. And you see the computer terminal that's in the corner come out. And if again, I'll use the reference. If you've seen Flight of the Navigator, instead of an eyeball, it's a CRT monitor, but it's on an actuator. It comes out, and everyone's unable to move. And a computer comes on and says, "Troubleshooters, I see that you have not made progress. Please report, team leader. What is happening?"
We have some suspected treacherous activity with our loyalty officer that we're trying to take care of, friend computer.
That's a very serious accusation. Do you have any evidence?
Is there? I'm picturing like a laser burn in the wall from the miss shot.
Yes, I see laser burn. I do see laser burn. Please tell me, team, where is your CNR officer?
We don't have one of those, friend computer. Friend computer.
Don't friend computer me. Team leader, are you saying that you let your team leave the mission briefing without a communications and recording officer?
Unfortunately, only 5 clones were assigned to this mission.
I clearly assigned 6 troubleshooters so that there would be a full complement of people and troubleshooters in this mission. Anyways, you are ordered to move on.
Yes, computer.
Norwege, our ass, you have been given 3 treason points.
Affirmative.
Ass Argrass, you have been given 3 treason points for making an accusation without proper evidence. Please move on. Troubleshooters. And you're able to move again. And the screen goes dead. At any point, if you'd like to talk to the computer, you can talk to the computer through the PDCs. Of course, that's fairly public. If you would like to go to one of the terminals, you can talk to the computer and send messages to computer in that manner. So, what would you guys like to do?
Whiskey time.
Whiskey time.
Okay, so there is
I'll look down at Norwege. We cool? Stop shooting at me.
I find your distrust precious.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
So there is a door to the north. You know that goes to the visitor waiting center. Mm-hmm. There's a door to the east that goes to the boss's office, and an unmarked door to the south.
I am going to send Jack and Lance into the boss's office, and the other three of us will go south. Split the party.
Split the party. All right. So
it's a bold move, Cotton.
Okay, so Jack and Lance, you're going into the boss. And yep. Acidgrass, Francis, and Norwegian Jarass, you are going south. So let's go into the boss's office first. Right. Jack and Lance, you go into the boss's office. It's completely empty other than a very large desk. And with locked drawers, you can tell they're locked because there's sort of a floating locked symbol over them. It's a hologram.
It's handy.
Yeah. And there is a door to the north that says, supply and floor. And that is about it. So, it says supply and production floor. So there's a desk and a door to the north.
Is there a security color to the desk lock?
There is. It is green.
Oof. Well, we shouldn't try and open that, Jack, because that would be treason.
It would be definitely treason. I suggest perhaps that we open this door over there.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, you go and open the door to the north. We're going to jump back over to this other scene with Acidgrass, Francis, Jarrett. Go down south, and you open the door. And there are a lot and a lot and a lot of desks. Just a ton of desks. You can tell this is where a lot of the employees work. They come to work each day. And that is about it. There's a whole bunch of desks. You can look around in the desks.
Yeah, I'll...
No other doors?
There's a door to the... So this is a much larger... It's a double the size. It is 20, 30, 40 feet long from the west to the east and 20 feet south, north and south. And there is a door... So this is a rectangle. There's a door to the south that's on the western side. So actually, let's do this. Get to play with some toys and take everybody over here. All right.
Something happened.
Okay, so we're just gonna sketch the
grid that. Does nothing.
Alright, so you don't need to do anything. I can do all of the work. Just relax and let friend computer give you some stuff. So again, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm not going to map this out for you, but we've got a door like this and a door like this, and there's a whole bunch of desks in here. Alright. And you can tell
you
this is where
came
people
in through the door.
You came in through the north. Door in the north, and there's a door to the south. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You
could just hold down your left clicker, and then you can indicate.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's split up. We're looking for signs of treason. I'll look knowingly at Ruige.
Okay.
Looking for signs of treason in these desks.
Okay, so all the desks are unlocked because these are workers. They don't need to hide anything. Their boss knows. Give me everyone. Give me a general. Wouldn't be a general knowledge. I don't like this. So you're supposed to have. The way we did these, a little rough. This is probably going to be. Oh, I know. So this is going to be an interrogation role. That's under management. Mm-hmm. So you three give me an interrogation role.
Got it.
Sort of know.
Did not get it.
Okay.
Did not get it.
All right, Acergrass, you find a map, sort of a floor plan. It's the emergency exit, in case of a fire map.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mapped out. You know exactly where everything is. Although it's sort of got a bunch of coffee stains on it, so you can kind of tell that there's a bunch of rooms. And it's e-paper, right? So it's got some stains on it. You can't really tell if you press a button. You can sort of press on if you press the e-ink really hard, it'll sort of show you the size of the room and the coordinates of the room, but you can't get it to work well enough to give you an entire map.
Okay.
Because I did not draw it in Roll 20.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. That sounds like prep.
So you can press on the map and you can sort of get your coordinates. And there you go. So right now you know that you are in A3 and B3.
Okay.
All right.
But we didn't find any treasonous activity.
You did not find anything overtly treasonous, no. I mean, there's a normal amount of treason as there in all of Alpha Complex. Like,
other than Norwege, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there's the normal stuff that you would expect to find. You know, people, citizens in Alpha Complex they're allowed to have private possessions. And, you know, maybe you found some yellow shoelaces in a red desk, but nothing too bad.
Sure.
So let's jump back up to Jack and Lance. You are in a room with a bunch of shelves. What would you like to do? There is a door to the south that you just came through. Your doors, Jack and Lance, look like this. You've got this door out here. You know this goes to the visitor center. Mm-hmm. You've got this door down here. You just came out of that. That's where the boss's office is. Mm-hmm. And you've got a door over this way. And other than that, there's just a whole bunch of shelves.
Empty shelves?
Oh, no, they're not empty. They're full of boxes.
I'll look in one of the boxes.
Okay. You look in the box, and they're just flyers. It's 'cause this is, you know.
Oh, the printing office, yeah.
Yeah, they're 8x10.
Do they seem treasonous at all?
So you look at the flyers. Do you pick any of them up, or?
I'll look at the one on top, and then I'll reach down and pick one up near the bottom and pull it out.
Okay, so you pick them up. You notice they're all the same. On one side of the flyer, it says there's a large picture of the prevalent computer that we all know and love. It says, the computer is your friend and loves you. If you are in need of emotional or psychological help, dial 45 ampersand 7B3A on your PDA and or visit the nearest confession booth immediately. Thank you. Compliance is mandatory. Mm-hmm. However, if you flip the flyer over on the backside, printed on the backside, is a picture of a bear holding a sickle and hammer. and
commies.
The words say free shoes and bread and U4O syringes in Annex 7, Compound 7B, Sector A 84. Be there day cycle 12, month cycle 4, year cycle 214.
I use my PDC to capture an image of this treasonous backside of flyer.
All right. And you can tell there's about there's a whole bunch of shelves. A lot of them just have blank paper. There's about 10. You can't tell. There's about 10 to 15 boxes of these, and each box is if you've ever bought boxes of paper, mm-hmm. you know, that have the reams of paper. Each one has 5,000 sheets in it. There's mm-hmm. about 10 to 15 boxes of these.
I'll open one more and just see if they're the same.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Okay. Yeah, I won't take the flyer with me. I'll put it back, but I will have the evidence in my PDC.
All right, you put it back? Okay. You guys going to do anything else?
Well, I think we should walk towards the door that we haven't been through yet.
Sure.
I think that's this one.
The one, yes.
Yeah, okay. So you you open the door, and it is pitch black. I will leave you there. We'll come back to you in a second and let you guys think about that. Let's jump back to Acergrass, Francis, and Norwegiarass.
Can we communicate through our PD?
Yes, you can. Yes, 100%.
Okay. So I'd like to send the other two a message and ask, have they found anything treasonous?
Okay. So
do we get that message?
Yes, of course. Yes, you get that message.
I'll send back a thumbs up, smiley face, dancing girl, Hawaiian lei message.
Okay. So do you send a picture or are you just sending text and emojis?
I'll send those emojis and then I'll send the scan of the picture of the flyer.
Okay.
Is it a group message?
Yeah,
or is it just between the two of us.
I don't know.
I assumed I was sending it just to Acergrass.
Okay, okay. Then it just went to him.
Okay. Yeah. So
you guys know you guys can send this information back and forth. If you really don't want everyone to hear it.
Oh, we can whisper it on Roll20.
Yeah, you can whisper on Roll20.
I thought about that after, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been smart.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds treasonous.
No.
It sounds like work is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'll tell... Who do I have with me?
Norwegiarass and
Francis, right?
Francis.
Some Yahoo. Yeah, Francis.
he's the only non-ass guy. That's somewhat suspicious.
He's an outsider.
We're all ass men.
Ass men.
Jack, our ass.
So I don't think that we need anything else in here. So I'll grab Norwegian and Francis and say, I don't think this is what we're looking for. We're looking for the print machinery. Let's head back the way we came.
Okay. So you're going to go back up into the employee entrance?
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
I'm going to go and kind of follow the route they took.
The route they took through the boss's office and then up into the stock room with the shelves. Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay. Everyone's back together now.
Huzzah.
Oh, we're standing on the threshold to this dark room.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my inventory sheet and I'm wondering what a hot torch is.
A hot torch?
Hot torch? Hotorch? H-O-T-T-O-R-C-H?
Hot orc?
Oh, in your character sheet?
Yeah.
Is that like thick?
Hot torch.
It's a hot torch.
It's hot.
A hot.
No, it's a hot. It's a hot torch.
Yeah.
It is literally a hot torch. You can use it as either a cigarette lighter or a an actual torch.
Okay. I will turn that on.
Okay.
And you illuminate the blackness.
Okay.
I will bring light to the treasonous darkness that lies before us.
Mm.
Okay. It is a completely empty room.
And
there is a door to the east.
I search for secret doors.
Check for traps.
I get out my 10-foot pole.
We got there.
Okay. And you go through the door on the other side?
Because yep. the door said stock and print, right?
Yeah.
Or supply and production. That's what it said.
Okay. So you go through the door and you're in another rectangular room, 40 by 20. It is a whole bunch of shelves, and in the corner is a computer terminal. But other than that, it's fairly it's fairly similar to the first room you went through with Shell. There is a door to the south, and in the southwest corner, there's a door that goes to the west.
I'm going to go over and open up the terminal and see what comes up. See if I can get a connection to friend computer.
Ding! Hello, this is friend computer. Wow, may I help you?
I just wanted to make sure this was a properly authorized terminal. This is Lance RS2 checking in.
Lance RS2, welcome. I'm so glad to hear from you. How is the mission going?
The mission is going great, friend computer. I am eagerly awaiting our report to you. I had suspicions that this terminal may have been illicit, but it appears it'll be a valid connection to you. So that's all I needed.
Do you have anything to report?
Well, here, I'll give you our team leader because he should be the one to report to you, and I'll step out of the way.
Yes, friend computer.
Hello, team leader.
Here to serve.
How are things going?
We are on the track to... We found the treasonous material and are on track to find the treasonous production equipment to write it.
All right, that is...
And destroy this treason from Alpha Complex.
All right, that is great. Remember, I need every one of those pieces of traitorous materials brought back to your mission debriefing. Goodbye.
Yes,
right. Wow, the Discord is spot on with your story.
It is, totally. Are you blaming Discord because it's a computer?
Just trying no, to I'm not. Totally, totally legit. Actual.
Okay.
Purpose. Noted. Noted. Duck. Noted.
Very well.
I'm okay. I'm not gonna tell them that we have to haul all those boxes out just yet.
Well, they all heard it. I mean, yeah. They all heard the computer.
I'll look around. and shrug.
All right.
I turn my hot torch into lighter mode.
Okay.
No, we have to bring them back. We can't destroy them. That would be treason.
Do we have to literally bring all of them back?
Yes.
Like, literal.
Can we figuratively bring them back?
You could try.
All right. So you
that
guys
would literally
are in this,
be treason.
You guys are in this room. The computer, you're sort of at the south end of this room. It's a rectangular room. There's a door to the south, and at the southwest corner, there's a door. What would you like to do?
I think we keep going deeper.
All right, you open the door to the south.
Do we hear any humming or anything? Do we hear any...
Oh, that's a great question. You do not hear any as of right now. So you open the door to the south, you open, and it's another completely dark black room.
Man.
I'm going to look at my PDC and see if I can look at the map.
Okay, you know that you are in E3.
Oh no, I'm going to look at not my PDC. I'm going to look at the emergency exit map.
Right, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. You know that you are in E3. You know that there is nothing to your east, and that you can kind of make out that some there are rooms to your south, and obviously there are a whole lot of rooms to your west.
And I can't tell what any of these rooms do.
You can, if you were writing that you went through the employee entrance, you went through the visitor waiting room, which you didn't go in, you went through a room with shelves and another black room and another room with shelves, and you're, on the precipice of a dark black room. Lance, you turned the torch on. I assumed everybody went. No. Yeah, yes. I think so. Yeah. Okay. So you're in the black room. You're in E3. You don't know. You can kind of tell that you're maybe in the middle of the complex or this sort of building, north to south, and you're all the way on the east side.
I guess we got to keep looking.
Okay. Would you like to go east?
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. Would you like to go west or south?
I think south.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, you go into the room.
Follow me.
You go into the room, and it is a supply room. Again, this one doesn't have boxes and shelves. It just has a bunch of supplies. It has, like, vats of ink and, spare parts and blank paper and stuff like that. And there is one door to the south. It's a small, it's a smaller room that's 20 by 20. And there's a door to the south.
I think we're getting closer. Let's continue south.
Yeah.
All right. You go in. March on. You go down to the south, and you are in another supply room with paper and ink. Jesus. And it has the only distinguishing characteristic is that there is another potted plant in the southeast corner of the room.
Computer. Loyalty officer, I would like to hear your opinion, your esteemed opinion, on the odds of a leader who is not treasonous leading us into this maze of rooms without any purpose.
The odds.
I've told you the purpose.
On your PDC, and because you. Because you asked out loud, computer assumes that you are asking. You are asking out loud, and
your
answer out loud. If you will give me a operating systems roll,
I will, and I will add. If this roll isn't shit, some. actually, my operating systems is. 9, so I actually hit that.
Okay.
Or do I need to roll lower or hit it?
No, that's fine. Computer says, calculating. The odds are
never tell me
not that. Good that your team leader is deceiving you. Would you like a numerical amount?
Yes, please, computer.
Oh, right there, he's a traitor.
16.
Appreciate it.
I'll take those odds.
All right. What would you guys like to do? Okay, so you got the door to the north that you came through.
We're going to continue.
All right, to the door through the west? Or are you going to go back?
Okay. No, we'll go west.
Okay, you go through the west, and it is yet another supply room, 10 or 20 by 20, rows and rows of, you know, shelves and paper. There is a door to the north and a door to the west.
Do we have an information officer tracking all this?
You didn't designate one there, leader.
We don't have one of those.
Yeah. I mean, you guys could have been recording everything, but nobody wanted to be a recording officer. So.
Yep.
I blame you.
Seems like a mistake.
Maybe a team leader. Who was that sixth person that you're supposed to get? We'll never know.
Okay, so north or west?
West.
West. You go west. And it is a bathroom. There's a couple of stalls. There's a sink, and a couple of urinals.
Anyone need to use this?
Treason!
If you do, make sure you wash your hands afterwards.
If you always go when you have a chance. I'm going to go.
Okay, so you go to the bathroom. Take a perversity. Mm-hmm. Take one perversity point.
Nice.
Good. All right.
Especially if you do it in front of everyone else.
I'll do it in front of everyone else while singing my little pee-pee song. My little pee-pee.
Okay, so you can go back the way you came. There is another door to the west. Yes, this bathroom has two entrances.
Does he wash his hands? Do you wash your hands after?
I wash my hands religiously for 20 seconds.
That should have been 30, actually.
Nope.
Excellent. Excellent job. Jack, you are up to 4 perversity points. All right. Would you like to go to the west? We got to, you guys
we'll continue
go back?
West.
All right. Go west, and it's another bathroom.
Is this the girls' bathroom?
Well, so you're in a bathroom. This is the way. There is nothing in the room other than a bathroom. That's it. There's no other doors, although you do hear a humming to the west. Did I break up there, guys?
No.
We hear a humming to the west.
Just
we got you.
Trying to figure out why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The whiskey's making it hard to focus.
It is. I understand. I'm a third of the way through the this. West.
My guess is it's the machine, printing machines running.
Yeah, on the other side
humming
of the store.
Humming sounds good. Let's head toward the humming.
Mm-hmm. My guy, do you have anything that can break through this wall?
Solid wall.
How about the equipment guy? Doesn't he have some shit? Oh, wait. We didn't get any equipment.
How about the porch?
While you guys think about this, I am going to use the real life bathroom. I will be right back.
I think I might refill as well.
Yeah, so let's take a 2-minute break. Is that okay,
Sounds
everybody?
Good. Yep.
Que vem, que passa, doce balanço, caminho. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah,
that's really breaking up.
A beleza que não é só minha, que também tá sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando
oh my God,
passa.
I
Am
I the only?
It has a Fallout vibe to it.
It's totally breaking up for me, though. So I'm hearing.
Oh, it's totally breaking up for me too.
Right. Sorry, GM, you're on mute right now. I'll unmute him when he comes back.
My guess is it is input settings are a little low. And...
yeah, or the radio's too far away from it. Okay, I've unmuted him now.
All right, guys.
I'm back, too.
You're doing good. You got a he's got a backstab, a little less, and a little more, a different way.
But,
Yeah, sure. We need to get better at our backstabbing.
Mutant powers. Nobody's brought out a mutant power yet. Nobody.
Well, that would be treason.
Yeah, none of us are mutants. Well, I mean, I'm not. They probably.
I'm
don't.
Definitely not. I mean, there's well, mutants.
Not everybody's a mutant, but you know, it's, you know, you never know.
I'm horrified that anyone's a mutant.
Well, you can register your mutant power, and that's fine. You're just branded as a, you know,
traitor.
Well,
no. You've done the correct thing. You've done what the computer requires you to do.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look. You're not supposed to be a mutant, but if the computer was perfect, there wouldn't be mutants.
But the computer is perfect.
Yeah, the computer is perfect. That doesn't make any sense. You're treasonous.
Ipso facto.
Nobody is anybody mapping this.
You guys fuck just,
no. Oh. I started. I started to, and then it started going over my other notes, and it's a mess.
I think the records officer is doing that.
Yeah. Our preferred drunken Friday night playing style does not overlap well with mapping.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I chose draw this map for you guys,
which isn't very helpful.
No, it's great for me.
Well, so long as the computer is happy.
All right, are we all back yet? Ready to get going?
I don't think Sweet is.
We'll give him 30 more seconds.
What the hell? I thought I was here.
Oh, you are.
No,
here.
You are here. All
Let's
right.
wait for him to get back.
Count it down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, I'm here.
Okay, so you guys are in the room, and Jeff, you're back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, left. Everyone's here? All right. So you guys are you guys are in a bathroom, all together, hanging out. There is a door to your east, and you hear a hum come from the west.
I think we need to break through that wall.
All right. Who's going to try that? Anyone have any useful equipment?
I
have a bouncy brown beverage.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you
use your pistol and some algae chips?
Uh huh.
So plain.
Can we rig a bomb?
You can try. You can try. Why don't you give me whoever would like to?
I have 6 meters of plastic cord. Well, not debt cord, sadly. But
why don't you speak up?
I have a gallon of cold fun.
Well, so Norwegian ass, you know that Koldar fun is one of the most fantastic drinks in Alpha Complex, second only to B3, Bouncy Brown Beverage, and that B3 is hot, both is highly acidic, and that Cold Fun is highly basic. I'll give you that. Considering the physics and Alpha and chemistry in Alpha Complex might be different than our universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does our equipment guy think we can rig something up?
I'm kind of thinking if we could make a small hole, and we could then kind of maybe shake up a bouncy brown beverage and stick it into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
You want
this, maybe shoot
are
it
you
with
saying you want to stick your bouncy brown beverage.
Yes, let's stick the officer, in the
I'm
hole.
Just checking how much deviance is actually okay.
What if we mixed the bouncy brown beverage and the cold fun right in front of the wall where we wanted the explosion to be?
Mm. I nominate team leader to perform.
I think it's always add bouncy brown beverage.
A B B B B.
Yeah, A B B B. Yes.
Up, up, down, down.
So, what do we have that we could make a hole in the wall? Just even a smallish one.
The happiness officer will pull out his laser pistol and shoot at the wall.
Okay. Give me a energy weapons.
Sure, why not?
You're going to miss the wall, aren't you?
You got it. All right. You made a nice hole. It's about the size of your head.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, equipment guy, go to work.
Later, good.
All righty.
Give us.
Well, I'm going to head up there. I'm going to take my BBB. And I'm going to shake it up and throw it into the hole and run like the wind.
All right. Everybody give me an agility roll.
Oh, no.
Nice. I got mine.
Where'd mine go?
I did not.
Oh, where'd mine go?
Odds of me getting... Oh,
8.
I got mine. What's the mantra? I got mine. Fuck you.
All right, Lance, you're good.
I pretty much rolled straight into the wall.
That's you're good. Yes. Francis, are you okay, Francis?
Oh, I'm fine.
No, I'm not good. That was my shooting roll. My agility roll was shitty.
Oh, I didn't scroll down. Oh, okay. All right. So you take a... It's only a foobar, though. It's not too bad. So everyone.
Okay.
All right. You open... it blows a hole open. You can see that this is like a sectioned off piece of the machinery of Alpha Complex that keeps it working. There are pipes and tubes that run up and down. There's a massive shaft that goes down towards the southwest corner. And, there are lots of pieces of machinery. There are, laser torches and that sort of stuff. There's 3 laser torches and a whole bunch of vats of chemicals and things that are being stored here in order to take to the other spots. So there's 3 laser torches, and they put out a purple flame and 3 vats of acid.
I'll go ahead and grab the laser torch.
Okay.
As the equipment officer, it obviously needs to be investigated and confirmed that it is properly usable for this mission.
Okay. It is. The equipment office. Wait. The equipment officer. Would you like to ask the computer about that, or do you want to just go ahead
no.
and? Okay.
No.
I mean, as far as you know, see no evil, hear no evil. So.
I love Sweet's evil so much. It's so good. just randomly. Oh, it makes me so nervous. So the equipment officer got a laser torch. Does anyone else take one?
I'll take one. Why not?
Okay. And so there's one more laser torch.
Oh, Jack will grab one.
Okay.
He wipes down the handle with a So lights all white.
Sandy wipe. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anyone for vats of acid? They're like sort of you know, paint can size, gallon size.
Seems like
gallon sized. The loyalty officer will obviously take a vat of acid. Okay. Who knows?
One gallon is
treason needs to be
that's burnt 3.8 liters. It's 3.8 liters, if you're wondering.
Thank you.
All right. 3.8 liters. Thank you, America's hat.
Loyalty officer.
Well, that's for a U.S. gallon. For an imperial gallon, it's actually 4.5 liters.
I did not know. All right, so everybody's got...
Trust Britain to fuck everything up.
Everybody has found their treasure that they did not get from going to PLC, which you should have gone to. All right, so you are...
I didn't think we had time.
Treason.
Lesson learned.
All right, so you
nominated me as a leader.
So there is only unless you want to jump down the gaping maw of horrible, tubes and pipes that.
Oh, tell me more.
I am interested.
The only other way out of here, climb back up. Climb up higher, goes up and down as far as you can see, is through the hole that you blew in the wall. I hope someone noting that. And you're going back through the bathroom to the east.
Yeah, I think that's the way we need to.
Okay, you're back in a bathroom. There is a door to the east that you sort of saw before. You guys want to keep going?
Yep, back into the other bathroom.
Okay, back into the other bathroom.
Bathrooms just doesn't make.
Now, as you're hygiene officer, as we transit each bathroom, we should be washing our hands.
Mm-hmm.
The surfaces are not. People have been pooping in here. Just
hygiene officer, if you would like to note who did not wash their hands, you might want to keep that.
I washed my hands for 29.8 seconds.
So for 0.2. You were treasonous for 0.2 of a second. That's enough.
You sang the alphabet and stopped at Y.
That's right.
I will wash my hands at each and every sink.
All right. Where would you like to go now? There's only one door.
Yeah, we'll keep going east.
You go east. Okay. And you're in that back supply room. Again, it's just like the other supply room, except it does not have a potted plant in it. And would you like to go... north, or would you like to go back east to the other supply room?
Does it? What does the potted plant mean?
It is a potted plant.
Oh, it is to differentiate the rooms.
Oh, okay. Zorth style. I think we should go north.
Take 3 perversity points for recognizing Zork.
Oh, nice.
What's Zork?
Where's the groove?
What's Zork?
Can we give him some reason points for that?
Yeah, you know what? Let's just say... let's just say, Jack, you were eaten by a Gru, and your clone number went up.
Nice.
Hang on. Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard of parsley? Has anybody ever heard of parsley?
Mm-hmm. No.
It is a role-playing game where you play Zork, essentially.
Yeah. Nice.
You have to, the GM is basically the computer, and if you don't phrase your commands properly, it doesn't respond.
Nice. We should do that.
We should. I have all the parsley, so we can do it on time.
Add alcohol, and it will basically
be
silent.
It'd be as much of a train wreck as this.
For 3 hours. It's perfect.
It'll be just like this. It'll be awesome.
I have all upped my clone number by 1.
Okay. Why not? All right. So, you going north?
Yeah.
All right. So, you go into a room. This is a completely empty room. You can tell it's a Alpha Complex. Citizens would call a confessional room. There is nothing but a line of sort of very austere benches for people to wait on, and a large computer computer terminal in the side, and it's sort of got a curtain around it so that the person can have some privacy as they give their confession to friend computer. That's about all that's in this room. There is a, other than a door to the west.
I think we go west.
Let's keep going.
All right. You, as you open the door, you notice it is, again, another pitch black room.
Jesus. I'm going to turn on my laser torch this time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Lance, with obscuring the any sort of possible opportunities for nefarious movements among team members by lighting up the dark room. As you go into the dark room, you hear a lot of humming coming from the north. There's a door to the north, and that is it. You hear some very loud humming, some clacking of machinery.
I think that's where we need to be.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. What would you like to do? Open the door?
Yes.
Seems and the loyal thing to do.
Who is going to open the door?
I'll do my same stunt. I'll open it for everybody else to
pretend to set the example.
And I open it up.
Okay.
Away from my body.
Okay, you open the door. It's dimly lit, and you see inside. Who's in front? Who's looking through the doorway? Team leader, who did you send?
Who is looking in?
Any volunteers?
Sure.
We should all be volunteers.
Lance will volunteer because it seems like the loyalty.
Okay, Lance. Yeah, certainly. So, Lance, you look in the door, and you see several shelves of boxes, and you see a citizen who's medium height, medium build. He's wearing a yellow uniform, and he's operating, he's back to you, and he's operating a rather large printing press. You know, it's sort of got intake manifolds, and yes, they're manifolds, even though the paper's going in. Intake manifolds on one side, and he's feeding papers in, and the papers are coming out the other side, printed, and being put into boxes
I'm going to grab one of the flyers and look at
and his back is to you. Okay?
As it comes out of the printing press.
Well, he's operating the printing press. He's, you know, he is maybe
can I see if they're the treasonous flyers from where I am?
You can't see that from there. You're probably about like 12, 15 feet away.
All right, I'm going to turn my PDC on in record mode.
Okay.
And creep closer until I can see what he's printing.
Okay. Why don't you give me a concealment roll? That's under stealth.
Okay. Let me look that up. I'm not horrible at that. And I made it.
Okay. And how close would you like to get?
I will be recording the whole time, so I'm trying to get as till I can make out what's on both sides of the flyer as it comes off the press. I'll keep getting closer and closer.
Okay. You get about maybe 8 feet behind him, and you can tell that it's the exact same flyers that you used earlier. They're the double-sided flyers.
I will annotate my recording with the word treason, hit stop, and then point my gun at him and say, "Halt, traitor."
He turns around and says, "What are you doing here?"
I shoot him.
You shoot him? Yes. Okay, give me an energy weapon.
I am a troubleshooter, right? That's
you are a trouble. You saw some trouble and you shot it.
I got him.
Ken, you got him. It bounces off his yellow uniform.
Oh, of course it does.
And he comes running at you. As you shoot him, he comes running at you. He grabs. He's got in one hand his a briefcase, and in the other hand a can of ink. And he comes running at you, and everyone. Give me a roll, a d20.
Oh, man. I'm so slow.
Look at that. 10.
Damn it. Why aren't you working?
I copied the damn traitor. I mean, the loyalty officer.
All right. So let's do this. And let's do this, and let's do, and 16, that's going to be there. Okay, all right, so, Norwegian ass, what would you like to do? Yeah. You're standing back by the doorway.
How far am I from Lancer ass and his newfound friend?
You are about 12 feet or so, directly in front of you.
So
here, if this helps you.
The question is what I can do.
Okay, so you guys are at the doorway at the bottom of that, if you can see that. The square I put up is the machine, and here is our little friend operating the machine. And
so
running.
I have a gallon of acid.
You do?
I have a gallon of acid. And a gallon of acid generally tends to be kind of useful when you want to punish traitors.
It's a lot of acid.
That's a lot of acid.
Yeah. Well, what kind of acid is it? Is it LSD or?
That's really just right.
Party. Let me tell you, if it's a gallon of LSD.
We're having a great time tonight.
Take two perversity points. You are up to 6.
So,
taken.
Can I get there with my acid, melt the fuckers down? Because I don't really care about that happiness officer anymore. He seems a bit too happy, in my opinion.
Oh, fake happiness.
Okay. What? So, repeat that again. What are you doing?
Acid.
Uh huh.
Against the.
The traitor.
The traitor and his erstwhile opponent.
Both.
Lancer ass. Yeah, if I hit,
if it splashes, know, oh well.
Okay.
Right?
So
splash damages.
Let's see here. Let's do this. Our guy is here. Who are you aiming at? The red square or the green square?
Which one is which?
The red square is the red troubleshooter. The green square, and I should have made it yellow.
I'm obviously aiming at the green square.
Okay, you're aiming at the green. Okay, Okay. So give me a thrown weapon. A thrown weapon. That's under violence.
A thrown weapon is. It's
under violence.
There, so let's see. 16, and I don't. No.
All right. You throw it down. You go. And let's see. Color here. Now we have a large pool of acid right here. There we go. Good job, guys.
Yay, me!
Francis, what would you like to do?
I am going to draw my purple laser torch.
Yes? Nice.
and charge the yellow maggot.
Through the acid?
Around the acid.
Can I go around the acid? All right, I will allow you to get to here. How's that?
That sounds perfect.
All right, there you go. You're there. All right, Jack, what would you like to do? You got some acid. You've got two troubleshooters right in front of you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm having some technical issues here.
Friend computer understands.
He does. Sorry, you repeat your last. I unplugged by accident.
Say again, over.
That's okay. What would you like to do? You are standing in a doorway. You've got a red troubleshooter with his back to you. You've got a yellow, apparent communist traitor operating a machine who's about to attack that red troubleshooter. And you have another troubleshooter who just ran around a large pool of acid.
On the only a gallon size.
Yeah, it's only a gallon of acid. That's right.
That would be 3.8 liters of acid on the floor. That's I'm going to, am I within range to physically tackle the yellow communist traitor?
Absolutely not. If you look at the diagram I helpfully drew. You're about 15, and I don't think I actually can do the fancy thing that you guys can do because I'm in, I can do it with this. You are here.
Oh, I'm that far away.
And he's there, and each one of the squares is 10 feet.
Or 3 meters. Okay.
Or so... three point something meters. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just take out my laser and shoot.
Okay. Give me an energy weapon.
Just wait. Hold on. As the team leader, I need to point out we can't hurt him with our lasers.
Oh right.
This has been tried.
Damn. I love that you keep trying.
I'm going to yell stop.
Somewhat hampered by my whiskey level, but I got there eventually.
All right, Duck, take 3 perversity points for fixing Craigbot.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Okay, I have my action. Can I do my action?
Yes, now? Yes, I'm please, Jack.
I am going to start sprinting towards the yellow jacket.
Straight?
Straight.
Okay, you go right through the acid. Thank you very much.
But I'm running really fast, so I'm hoping I'll just kind of...
Because acid doesn't affect you if you go through it really fast.
You seem to get through it totally fine. Mm-hmm. And nothing seems to happen for
seem
you.
Seem is a good word.
Yep, seems a great word, I'm sure.
Let's see here. Let me get... how do I draw...
I like to draw.
I like to do drawings.
There we go, draw shape. Okay, yeah, so are you going to go to the left or the right of the pool of acid as you get there? Are you going to bump into that red troubleshooter?
I'm going to bump into the red troubleshooter, so I push him into the yellow drone.
Oh, fantastic. Take another perversity point. All right, so you're right there. You don't notice anything yet? And who's the red troubleshooter? Who's up there?
It's I think that was Lance.
Right? Lance. Lance.
That's Lance. Lance, right? Yeah, that's Duck.
Sorry, Lance.
All right. Okay. So, Lance, you go flying into this young fellow.
Ooh.
What would you like to do?
Settle down, big boy.
I'm like being pushed into him, essentially?
That's right, sir.
I'm going to make an unarmed forearm shiver to his thorax.
Okay. So give me an unarmed combat and add 4 to it.
Oh, that makes it harder.
It does.
Okay. Add 4 to that. And I'll add 4 and spend 2 perversity points. How about that?
Spend two. All right. You're down to one. Anyone else want to spend it? No.
You gave me some just for fixing Discord. I'm down to three.
Well, I had three. Yeah,
you gave me... I was at five. I just changed it to five after you gave me the... You gave me 3 points for fixing Discord. Didn't he not? Do we Lance, need to re...
Lance, yeah. Please take three... Please take three treason points. You are at one perversity point, Lance. How would you like to spend your... How would you like to spend the one perversity point that you were going to spend?
I will spend the perversity point to say, down with friend computer, fuck you all.
Fantastic. Would anyone else like to spend some perversity points on this? Anyone?
Oh, not on that.
You know what? I'm... no.
Anyone?
No? We'll see what happens.
How many perversity points do I have? Do I have anything useful?
I have you fucking at traitors. One. I have you at one.
Yeah, I mean,
you can
at
spend
one.
It?
No.
Okay. I mean, you got, yeah, anyone can spend to help him actually do the job that he was trying to do. I mean, computer,
yeah, but,
completely
but that,
impartial.
That sort of got lost in the treason.
Yes, thing. Yes. So, I was wanting to help before.
I'm hanging back going, fuck that shit.
Ooh.
Okay. Lance, give me a agility roll. All right, so you hit him,
nice.
And you knock him down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to mark it on there, but he's knocked down. And next is, if I'm correct, Assergrass.
So the guy in yellow is down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to stomp on him.
Are you gonna run over?
Actually,
the
you know what? Yeah, I guess that's the first thing.
All right, so...
And I'll run around the acid.
Which way would you like to run?
I would
to the
like
left
to
or the right?
To the right.
All right, so you're over here with...
Flanking. We were inverted.
There you go. All right, so we're back up to the top. Norwegian ass, what would you like to do?
Oh, what can I do? What can I do? The room we're in, let's see, we're, so Lance is basically hand to hand with the traitor here.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Francis and the traitor leader is up in front. So, and I have absolutely nothing useful anywhere. So what I'll do is, that doesn't work either. Jesus. And I spent all my acid on that, I guess. this is annoying. I just need to check my character sheet here for a second. B3 Extra Classic.
Yeah, that is Bouncy Bubble of Beverage.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's a fantastic.
Sort of a hand grenade.
It's a little more acidic than the regular B3 because it's extra classic.
A little more acidic than a regular hand grenade?
Well, no, than the regular B3. I mean, B3 by itself isn't. I mean, it's not a hand grenade. It's just a fancy, awesome drink that we would all drink in Alpha Complex.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a thrown weapon, I think.
Okay.
With my B3.
Okay.
So we're going to...
A throw weapon. Yeah, give me a throw weapon roll. Thunder violence.
And I make nice. It!
Yes!
Okay.
Nice.
Alright, you hit him right in the head. And it the B3 breaks open. Give me another D20 roll, please.
Absolutely.
All right. And it hits just in the correct manner for the molecules to separate, right? If you know, everyone in Alpha Complexes knows that B3, you have to keep it correctly oriented, or because it doesn't form an emulsion. It sort of separates, and if you don't keep it correct, then the chemicals separate, and there's a very loud explosion, and it knocks out this yellow citizen. So nice. He is knocked out. So we are out of combat now. What would you guys like to do? Although, who walked through the acid? Who was this? We should have used tokens.
No, that was me. That was me.
Alright, so you're starting to feel real fucking good, dude. So fucking
you're
good.
You're starting to shrink.
Oh, you're starting to feel so fucking good, man. I mean, it's just like your hands can touch anything but themselves. Oh. Like, did you ever think about that? Like, your hand can touch anything.
I start touching Lance's
but itself.
Face. I feel your face, man. Your face,
like all the way.
I'm touching your face, but I'm looking at it, and it's like,
yeah,
my face,
yeah, man. Oh, but dude. also, your feet are burning because it was actually real. It was also real acid. It was like acid and acid, man. Your feet are fucking hot, but you don't know because it's just everything's great. Because if Alpha Computer, Frank Computer didn't want it, your feet to be hot, they wouldn't be hot, but you feel awesome. Exactly. All right, so let's go on. You keep that in mind. You keep that in mind, Jack. Mm-hmm. Let's go on. What would you guys like to do? The machine is still pumping out. It is pumping out these.
Yeah, we need to disable this machine.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle that. I'm going to step up and examine the machine as to the best way to stop it printing out this communist crappy-ass propaganda.
All right. You want to take a look at the machine?
Who even cares about?
Let's see. What do you think? I'm thinking that's a mechanical engineering role. Give me a mechanical engineering role, Francis.
I can fail that. Oh, but I didn't.
You can't. You didn't. All right. So, luckily, you realize that this is. You look around astutely. You notice that there is no cord. This is not. This machine is not plugged into anything. You notice an access panel on the back with a symbol that's got a circle and three triangles. And you kind of think you know what that is, but you're not really sure. You're not 100% sure. So you can open it up, and it says, please do not touch this red button. And that's about all you know. On the front, there's some control panels that have on and off buttons. And you can press one of those buttons if you would like, the on or the off button.
On the front panel, I'll go ahead and push the off button.
Okay. All right. You don't want to touch the nuclear reactor inside?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So you go ahead and you touch it off and it stops. And there's, you know, probably a box of about, you know, a half a box or so that has been printed. And the machine stops. What's everyone going to do? Team leader.
We need to police up all of these pamphlets and bring them back as evidence.
Would it be easier to take them back if they were burnt into charcoal?
I think we have to actually take them back.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Just refer back to something. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, we can try the ash. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right?
Esergar Ash 2? Sure.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. What? So you guys want to try to burn all of the flyers?
I think the flyers are in here at least. Maybe we'll take some of the other ones back that are boxed up already.
Okay.
Conveniently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's about 10 boxes in here. That's, you know.
Oh, that's a big 10... that's a big fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that might be hard to control.
Nah, we started up. Hotter torch on the boxes. Fired up.
Okay.
We're sure? Right. For Beavis and
yes, I'm sure.
All right. Give me a demolitions roll. That's under violence.
Demolition. I'd like to step out of the room, please.
Too late.
Chicken.
Too late.
Wait, who I'm would roll, like to I step out of the it. Room?
No, that too late. Rolled it.
19. All right, so...
Traitors will burn in the purifying fire.
Yes, you will. All right,
so
everything
you try to light it, and you rolled a 19?
Yeah, that's not successful.
You try to light it, but you realize that your torch is faced backwards, and you burn your hand.
Don't.
Is that May?
Ouch. That might be a problem, but that's okay. We'll deal with that in a second. Anyone else want to do anything?
Was Francis gonna try to burn it too, or no?
Francis was listening to the team leader. thinking that there's a few more than I thought. I thought it was just the one printing.
Yeah, I did too. How many of these can we carry? I can maybe carry two. So I mean, this is gonna be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, there has any if anyone's carried a box of paper,
yeah,
you know,
they're heavy.
6,000, 5,000 sheet, yeah, they're pretty heavy. Like, I could maybe carry two if I really struggled, mm-hmm. but I'm not super strong. You know, everybody could carry
well, aren't
one.
They, aren't yeah. paper, isn't paper rated by how much one of those boxes weighs? So, like, 20-pound paper would mean the box weighs 20 pounds.
No,
sounds
that's
about
not good
right. No,
if each box is 5,000 sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, uh-huh.
Oops. We're all Googling how much.
How much does a box of paper?
Does
where? Who was buried in Grant's tomb? How
what the? I mean, I.
What's a chicken weigh?
Does 20-pound paper weigh?
5 pounds.
How much wood could a wood duck chuck?
How much does a case be? 500 sheets weigh. Whatever the rating of the paper is, that's what the rating of the paper is for 500 sheets. So you multiply it by 10.
For 500,
if it's 5,000, for 500,
it's 5,000. Each box is 5,000, and I will send you a picture. I have a little ream box of this paper in my computer office as
a teacher.
To
a figurative one.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a Staples old box of copy paper. What does it say on it? 20.
Pick it up. Why don't
I think
you try
we can
and
each
pick
carry
it,
two.
Pick it up. 20
pounds.
Pick it up with your back.
20 pounds.
They are not 20 pounds. It's 20 pound paper. It's not a 20 pound.
20
box.
Pounds means 500 sheets of that paper weighs.
But it's 75 GSM.
That doesn't sound right.
So each one weighs 40 pounds.
How did we get here? This is ridiculous.
Yes. So look, I'm gonna say a computer. The computer says each of you can
Boston
carry
at 20 miles an hour.
carrying a ream of paper. Each of you can carry two boxes of paper if you would like.
And there are 10 here.
There are 10 here. There
are these
are
17 by 22 sheets, right?
However, I'm sitting in the
no,
corner
they're...
pissing myself and staring at my hand while my feet
that's right.
are knocking away.
That's right. So that's right. I'll say Let's you go. Could probably carry three. But you're going to have to, like, make love to them afterwards.
Okay.
He's going to do that anyway.
All right.
Pretty much.
All right. So what would you guys like to do? There's so again, I'll reiterate. You're in a printing room. There's the printing machine. It's probably nuclear powered. Nuclear powered.
It's pronounced nuclear.
There's various shelves with printing materials. There's tools and ink and
is there
stuff
a dolly
like
anywhere?
And
yeah, I'm looking for
no dollies or.
Yeah, there's a dolly.
Oh yeah, let's get the dolly.
There's also
the paper on it.
There's also the yellow citizen who you didn't kill. You just knocked him out, and he has a briefcase and a vat and a 1 gallon vat of ink.
Should we tie this citizen to the dolly to take him back to the computer?
Yeah.
I like that idea, sure.
I also want to look in the briefcase.
Okay. Don't open that.
You want to look at
Nope, don't open it.
That's not my priority level.
Don't open it. Mm-hmm. It's above your pay grade.
Uh-oh.
I'm going
to open it. Would you guys like to oppose roll? Why don't you both
give
me...
We absolutely would. Is this a Pulp Fiction style briefcase?
Pull it, take
it
away.
The computer is giggling.
Pull it, give it back. Pull it, give it back. Pull it, give it back.
All right. Lance, sure. Why don't you give me an intimidation roll?
Okay.
And, yeah, why don't you both give me intimidation rolls?
That's not going to do it.
So that's plus 8. And, Astrogy, what's your intimidation?
9.
So that's minus 3. All right, so he's got
back
it.
Up.
All right, so... Okay, so...
I just wanted to look!
That's an orange briefcase. That's a yellow briefcase.
Yellow
briefcase.
It's a yellow briefcase.
Yeah, but the guy's a traitor.
Mm-hmm. And
we're troubleshooting.
It's not for our eyes.
We're troubleshooting.
Friend computer can have this when we turn in our briefing.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So I'm going to assume, Astrogy, that you take the briefcase with you?
Yes.
Are you going to leave it? You're going to leave it there? Okay.
No, we're going to take it.
Note that with you. All right, guys, what do you want to do? You want to leave the flyers? You want to take them with you?
No, we're going to fire them up on the dolly and then put the dude on top and roll it out of there. Mm-hmm. It's like a little cart, right?
Okay.
Or is it a hand truck kind of thing?
I'll give you a hand cart.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hand cart. The hand cart
can
probably get 10... Like
one of those orange things from Costco, right?
I'll give you...
We have a pool of acid on the floor.
Don't go away, man. Just go away.
Yeah.
There was everyone felt some fuzz as the reality distortion field around friend computer shifted, and we're all back.
And there's still a pool of acid on the floor that we might use to discard some of this.
Why don't you try putting some of the flyers in the pool of acid and see what happens?
That's an impressively good idea.
Yeah, they burn up like yesterday's cigarette. So you can burn up as many as you would like. How many boxes do you want to put in that pool of acid?
Oh, well, this is going to be bad no matter what we do.
Welcome to paranoia.
Yeah.
I think all 10, right?
Yeah, do it. Why not?
All right, put all 10 in there.
Why don't we keep one out?
Well, we're going to get the other ones.
We got the other ones in the store.
Well, let's keep one just in case.
Yeah.
Because maybe not there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep some reason because why not?
Evidence.
No, we need something to give back to the computer to prove that we have accomplished our task.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, so they burn up, and as you burn up, you sort of get a feeling that the papers are first, they're very happy, and they see all sorts of colors, and then they just go away. All right.
Go into
so
the light.
So what would you like to do? What would you like to do? You guys are in the middle of this printing shop maze. I'm assuming you have sort of way to get out.
Yeah, we need to get back to the print room that we found the other
the boxes.
Yeah. We need to bring those.
Okay, so you'll go up to the print room in the northeast corner, and there are 25 boxes there, and astute listeners will remember there are 15 boxes. I said between 10 and 20. There are 15 boxes in one of the other rooms. You guys have 40 more boxes to deal with. What would you like to do?
Did anyone else grab any acid?
No.
I don't think so.
All right. Cricket.
So
I'll run back and grab another.
I mean, I'll say you guys, everyone has torches. We're not going to make everybody roll. It was fun to see Lance burn himself in the hand. But if you'd like to torch the boxes, you can torch the boxes. You can have unlimited tries, just like searching for a secret door.
Why?
Go for it. You can torch the boxes.
Why are people so mean to me?
I have unlimited amounts of loyalty band-aids for get ouchies.
Excellent.
Loyalty band-aids for people that are accidentally shot by red lasers.
All right. So you guys burn all the boxes. You have this yellow troubleshooter.
I think we'll bring 8 boxes back with us.
Okay. So someone, I love that number.
Yeah, someone has the hand truck, and then the other four of us.
Great.
Two,
I love
it.
You got a
each.
Hand truck?
Yep.
All right, you got a hand truck. Awesome. And you have this yellow troubleshooter, or this yellow citizen. That's awesome. So you guys make your way back out, and you get to the foyer outside of the visitor center and the employee entrance. If you guys remember, it has a computer terminal and 3 vending machines and an elevator entrance. And you open the elevator entrance.
Can we talk to the computer here?
You can. You can talk to the computer anytime you would like.
I think
you can talk to the computer on your PDC, or you can talk to the computer on the terminal. Whichever you would like.
Let me see.
The computer is always at your service.
Yes,
citizen.
Of course. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the console and access the computer.
Hello, computer. Citizen.
Hello,
How
computer.
Are you?
We are much better now. Our mission is complete. We are turning in our evidence of seditious activity. And I'll kind of wave to the yellow
Please.
Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
But we found this man operating a printer, and we've collected all of the print material that he has been producing, or that has been produced.
Please explain, what was he producing?
Jesus. And I'll grab one of the papers and show the backside to the terminal.
Excellent. Thank you, citizen.
I don't want to read
and,
it.
And as you... Well, everyone's seen it. as you say that, a touchpad zooms out of the wall and says, "Would you like to have your debriefing here, or would you like to follow the standard protocol for debriefings?" And there's a yes and a no, and there's one for everyone. I need everyone to give me a Y and an N in chat, please, for whether you touch the yes button for you would like to give your debriefing here, an N for if you would like to follow protocol and go to the debriefing room.
Are we whispering or just give it to you?
No, everyone, it's public. That's okay. Everyone can sort of see. You're all close together.
Sweet. traitor.
Traitor in our midst.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be different?
I do know. I do want to note that Jack R. Ass got a syntax error when he entered lowercase.
Better.
No. Does also, another syntax error. You're vaporized immediately.
Jerk.
Do we lose Derek?
I don't know.
No.
All right. Thank you, citizens. I have tallied your votes. We will continue with the debriefing here in the foyer. Please present evidence of traitorous... And that's it. That's it. That's all it says.
Of traitorous?
Mm-hmm.
I think first we'll wheel over the hand truck.
Okay.
And show the citizen.
Please open the citizen's private personal Ooh. Belongings. Not as private.
Hello.
Still not 100% sure what that means.
I think
I will go ahead and open the briefcase in front of the computer.
Okay, do you agree? I mean, you're holding the
I have
briefcase.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I'll open it up. I'm not going to look. I'm just going to open it kind of clamshell away from myself.
You're both holding it. I like that. You're sort of like your fingers sort of mingle on the bottom a little bit. Sort of touch you feel.
Brush a little bit.
I'll start singing the debriefing song.
I'm just glad.
Yeah, open it up. As you open it up, you can see
so many suppression chemicals.
that's true, but this is so strong. It's so strong. It feels nice. So good. So you open it up and there's some printing instructions and they're badly malformed. They've been burned. You can tell that they like were probably delivered incomplete, right? They were probably delivered. They had something happened. You can't tell. There's maybe some B3 beverage on them.
B3.
Yeah, there's probably some B3 beverage on them, and the dots are in such a way that when you look at it, it looks treasonous, but you can also see how you could probably read the letters in another way. You get the idea. This is probably a complete misunderstanding. This yellow citizen was doing exactly what they were supposed to do. They were following something from friend computer, but they were doing the best they could. And that's about it. The computer sort of scans it. You see a laser, one of those vertical or horizontal laser lines come out and scans the issue, or scans the briefcase and the documents. The yellow citizen immediately wakes up, and the computer shows a thumbs up, and he runs off back into the printing room. The computer 10 looks back towards the rest of the troubleshooters and says, "Thank you, citizens. You have done a moderate job at fixing this problem. Is there anything else that the five of you would like to report?"
Nope, everything's fine.
Nope, we're good.
Thanks, friend.
I'd like to report that I am happy to have served the computer as best as possible.
Wow, bunch of namby-pambies, huh?
I'm like, it's 7:45 in the morning. Am I gonna
love
someone
it.
Of treason at this point? And, you know,
All right.
That's a 4 a.m. game.
All right. No one. All right. So the computer sort of puts up a spinning beach ball. It spins for a while, and you can tell. And everyone gets you immediately hear a buzz on your PDC. Everyone gets 4 treason points.
What? What the hell?
I'm up to 8.
All right. And then they're like, there's a ding, and a small piece of paper is printed out of the bottom, and the computer monitor goes off, and you can see a printout of why basically the computer knows that you missed several boxes of traitorous. several boxes of traitorous materials, and that you assaulted a yellow citizen, for which all of you will be doing, Roto-Rooter duty for the next 2 months, which means you will be the Roto-Rooter. And then you are left to go. And that's the end, everybody. Merciful. Thank you very much.
Oh,
that was fun.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Good job.
We'll try to hit.
Question your loyalty, every single one of you.
We'll try to hit Duck's the Duck's 3-hour guideline. There, that's about good, right?
Sure. Sure. You went a little over, but you did all right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did stop several times because the computer made us.
That's stop. Yeah, but it's the 3-hour guideline. Doesn't matter what the fuck goes on. It's the guideline. I mean, anything over 3 hours is treason. I want to point out.
All right, that was awesome.
Anything was under fun. 3 hours is treason too.
Also, yes,
that's right. Absolutely it correct. Has to be exactly
3 hours.
Yeah.
All right. I hope very you guys nice enjoyed
that. Thank you so much. That was fun.
No, that was a lot of fun.
I was trying to drop my secret code to my other trader, and no one was picking up on it.
Nobody was picking up. Yeah, you guys, that's okay. Like, meta debriefing.
I'm interested in this.
The point is to have way more stuff than you can actually deal with.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to have, like, a lot of cross purposes and stuff, and that's okay. Nobody.
Do we want to talk about that stuff?
I'm interested. Did anyone else have the Sierra Club like secret code?
No.
Literal?
Nope.
The who?
I had something about the Sierra Club being the evil ones.
Oh, so we were opposed then because
yeah, apparently
I am the Sierra Club.
And what and Duck, what were you looking for?
More whiskey?
Checkmate.
Not actual life.
Something that was trying to expose the computer to the horrors of outside. That's what the Sierra Club was doing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. Sure. I had the Sierra. No, never mind.
Yeah. So. But I what is there something I did was there it something was I was supposed to be doing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you knew there were traitors, right? You knew there was some Sierra Club, and you also knew that there was someone with a mutant power, and I won't give that away. You were supposed to smite someone with a mutant power, but I won't give that away because they didn't give it away.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right.
And
Jason, what code word were you looking for?
Laterally.
Laterally. All right. Laterally, okay. And
I was trying to get someone to vandalize something and get documentation of it, which I think I successfully did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think you did.
See, I was trying to bring that dude in alive.
That's
the whole reason why I ran through the acid and tackled him, but then no, I was incapacitated because I'm supposed to bring him to a certain room.
Wow.
Yeah, but you didn't get him there. You didn't get him there.
Because I was like, high.
How do you, what? Because
you were drinking.
Because I was high. Because I was high.
What were you supposed you knew it was me? For what?
No,
I know.
No, he was trying.
Oh, the yellow guy. Yeah.
He was part of the Sierra Club, and he was going to get me a corner office out the view outside.
Oh, I see. Right.
And Jeff, what word were you looking for?
Literal, and that's why I said, "Oh, do we literally have to take this?" And I was looking for someone to pipe up.
But, Nobody did. All right.
The only thing you do then is annoy the.
It's just
trigger. Yeah, that's already my trigger word. So.
Brian, what were you looking for?
So I was supposed to find a certain person who has a certain something, so in order to join my secret society.
Right, yeah, so that's
amazing. And I have no idea who it might be.
Yeah, nobody used their mutant powers. That's all secret. No. That's true. So it's only treason if you get caught, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not treason if you don't have mutant power, so I felt like I just...
That's
need to
true.
It's me. Like sports. If you're not trying, you're not playing.
Yeah, and so how would they? What other sort of thing were you looking for? What other piece of information did you have?
I had a code word lateral.
Yeah, if you had used the code word lateral, you would have gotten information about production bots. We had lateral, literal,
literally.
did we miss anybody?
I didn't have a code word, though.
You did not have a code word. No, you did not. No, not
so who had literal? Did anyone have literal?
Jason did. He already said it.
No, I had laterally.
You had lateral.
But who had literal?
Sounds like have literal.
Sweet. Was that you?
Jeff had literal.
But did anyone else?
No, there was literal, laterally, and something else.
What were the code words supposed to do?
They all did different things.
Okay.
So Brian's code word, if he had given it to the computer or had used it at a terminal, would have given him some information.
I was looking for it from another player. I thought
it says the Brian
says the computer's classified files on production bots.
Yeah, so Brian could have used it and gotten some information. Jeff, you could have gotten another member of the Sierra Club will be with you in your trouble group to assist you.
So
you can recognize each other with the word literal. I'm not gonna tell you because they probably don't want to know.
There's the Swede.
and then Jason had there's another member of the Death Leopard Club who will help in filming. They will know if you use the code word laterally, which I did not hear. So
I did not use it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So there's other stuff. It's okay. And there's other stuff, but
stuff.
We won't expose it because they're in case people want to keep going. I'll probably open if people want to do open RPG table. It's not hard to run this game. And if someone else wants to,
it sounded like it. Goodness gracious!
If someone else wants to run it, I will play as well because it's fucking dumb and I love it.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
It's true.
Yeah,
and you have six chances to die.
Yeah, you get six chances. Yeah, and you guys did great. I didn't kill you hardly at all.
Mm-hmm. I only got up to three.
All right, everybody.
Good time. Stuff. Thanks, Derek.
That was
awesome.
Thank you, Derek.
I'm going to send you an email.
Okay.
And it will have three links in it. And I'm not guaranteeing they're in the correct order.
Doesn't matter. I'll deal with it.
And you go on them, and then it'll say download Audacity file.
Okay.
Do each one of those, and then it'll be a zip. You unzip it. It'll be an Audacity file, and then you edit them together. And if you need help, just let me know. I can help you.
Excellent. I'll do it, man.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Email right here. I'm going to send it to you.
All right.
Cool.
Good night, all.
Sleep good, everybody.
All right. Good night. Thanks, guys.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Night, y'all.
Good night.
Y'all.
Night, John.
I got it every now and then.
Mm-hmm.